much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
So get ready, everyone, because you are all about to go through hell together.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
His technique is sweet, and his danger is omnipresent.
Well, sure, everybody wants a piece of my action.
Stop right there. The world needs to hear your music.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Time to change them.
It's a hell of a thing.
You can't say hell over the radio.
Why not?
Those are the rules.
Jesus.
You can't say Jesus either.
And now,
let's hear it from vegetables.
Yeah!
Woo, woo! Tearing for fruits! Yeah!
Our feature presentation.
That is not a pep rally I want to be at. Whatever that was.
First Lady Michelle Obama with the kids in the garden at the White House.
No. Wow.
Trying to get the kids all excited about fruits and vegetables.
She was not saying, let's hear it for fruit, though.
Yeah, she was.
That was. But publicly? That was
they planted a garden, and she was showing the kids how to, you know, grow tomatoes and stuff like that.
That's great, but let's hear it for vegetables. I mean, come on.
Let you know that you can call in and be part of the show. Kevin Beans, What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. I can't remember what he was calling about, but we had a call yesterday I was desperate to go to. Guy had a theory, a conspiracy theory, remember?
About Michael Jackson, wasn't it?
Jackson. I don't remember.
It was a conspiracy theory about Michael Jackson.
But do you remember what the...
No, we never got to it.
We didn't get to him, and I asked him, please call back. So I hope that he is listening, and we'll make room for him and anyone else who wants to call 1-800-520-1067. Look, I know people try lots of crazy stuff for health reasons. Here's a new one on me. His name is Han Li.
Hey!
He runs a clinic in Beijing. And he has started what has become a very popular new trend there, which is you wrap patients in oil-soaked blankets and then you set them on fire?
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's a heat therapy is what it is. Here's the quote from Mr. Han Li.
Hey.
It looks pretty dangerous, but it's harmless when done properly. And we've never had a patient burnt yet. Patients are raving about it. They say that it produces total relaxation. The heat goes right inside you, leaves you completely relaxed. They talk to one guy who says, yeah, I have it done 3 times a week, and then I return to work, and I'm all relaxed and rested. He also is offering a heat treatment acupuncture with flaming needles on the nerve pressure points.
This is also me with being a doctor. I love fire.
Yes.
But, right.
What's happening? How do you put those two together?
I don't know.
Flaming needles.
Yeah, and also, you know, they do the cupping, and he has superheated cups, too, that they put on the patient's skin, too. A lot of people are into that cupping thing. I've never understood that.
I haven't either,
but it's supposed to be really painful.
That's what I hear,
but
too.
But that helps a lot.
What do they say? Draws toxins out of your body or something? Is that what it's supposed to do?
It's almost like they put a cup on your skin, and then somehow they create a massive amount of suction, and then when they pull it off, it just hurts like a mother, but... is supposed to help. I don't know.
All right.
Sounds to me like setting something on fire is just as good.
But I mean, how would this be any better or different than going in a sauna or something like that? I mean, if the thing is you want to get heated up, it seems like that'd be a way safer way to do it than being wrapped in blankets and then set on fire.
Couldn't you just wrap them in an electric blanket? Wouldn't that be really relaxing?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I don't understand, except for the novelty value, the excitement value, I don't understand why it actually has to be fire. It seems like there'd be a lot of ways that could go awry in a doctor's office.
And it's hard to imagine being relaxed when you're on fire.
Right, yeah. Yeah, just relax. Breathe in.
I'm on fire!
I came out so relaxed.
If there's anyone here that does that, I sure would like to try it.
You mean you'd like to have my Psycho Mike try it is what you mean.
I'd like to have my Psycho Mike do it, right? That's what I meant. Yeah. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You call, we put you on the air and give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So what it do.
What it do, nephew.
The 36th annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is just around the corner, the weekend of April 16th through the 18th. You get tickets for the Saturday, which includes the celebrity race. That's your prize for being on the air. Why don't we start with, well, I hate to talk to Johnny, but I guess we must. He's on line one, calling on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Johnny.
Biggity, biggity, Bob Lark. F you, Psycho Mike.
I can second that.
Producer Alex, ding, 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 baby.
All right, dude, what are you calling for?
All right, I had a very embarrassing incident yesterday.
This phone call?
Yeah. I made some hamburger.
You know what? I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to move on.
All right.
What do you think, B?
I think I second you.
I'm fine with that.
There's nothing that's going to come out of his mouth that will salvage that phone call.
Nope.
We did try to get him to get to the point, but he had a chunk of material that he needed to do first. Let's try Evan, line two, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Evan, welcome. What's going on?
What it do, Kevin and Bean? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Evan?
What's happening?
Well, yesterday, somehow, you guys had something on I didn't listen to, and I was listening to Ryan Seacrest. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, Heidi Montag on.
Right.
And she went on for like 15 minutes explaining why no one bought her CD because she was in recovery from surgery. Kind of.
Nope.
What?
Nope. Yeah.
She said no one bought her CD because she was...
She couldn't go out and promote it, and her producer released it in February instead of September like she planned, and all kinds of crazy Heidi stuff.
Really? Wow.
Look, I'm going to tell you that because she's Heidi from the Hills, she got tons of publicity. There wasn't anybody who pays attention who didn't know that album was out because it was everywhere. It was a big, big story that this record had come out and she paid for it herself. And then, of course, the following week when it only sold 500 copies or whatever it was a big story all over again. So people were aware of it if they wanted to be.
She can't tell herself that.
Right. She has to tell herself something that makes her
feel better.
Yeah. So it must have just been she couldn't promote it enough.
But can't be
that the music sucks.
No, it can't be the music sucks. It sounds like Lady Gaga or Kesha all over again.
Yeah.
Way worse, though. Kevin, who hates Kesha more than anyone in the world, would agree that Kesha is 1,000 times more talented than Heidi.
Let's not be crazy.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
Samantha is on line four calling the Kevin and Bean Show today. Hey, Samantha. Thanks for calling. What it do?
Okay. Hi. What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
All right. Well, you were talking about cupping a little earlier, and I had a little story. I actually spent the last year in China, and I saw cupping on the menu for a... I was in a massage place, and I thought that meant a breast massage. Well...
You thought cupping was a breast massage.
And so did you pick it?
I did.
Yes.
I did. I ordered it, and to my surprise, they came in with these huge, like, metal... these cups and this huge flame thing, and you know, I actually have to say I loved it.
Now,
it felt amazing.
How does it work?
So it wasn't painful?
It was very painful. It really hurt. They suction cut these things on your back, intense pressure for about 10 minutes or so, but when they release the pressure, it's amazing. But it leaves you with all these like hickeys all over your back.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of that when the people walk out of the cupping. It's crazy. They look like they've been attacked by an octopus. Now, I have two questions for you. One is, wouldn't it also feel great if they started kicking you in the head with steel tip boots and then stopped after 10 minutes? I mean, anything that's super painful is going to be really feeling good when you're done, right?
Here's what I like. I like that Samantha thought that it was a breast massage, and that she was going
and
for
she
that.
Ordered
and that
it.
And that was my number two. How horny were you when you laid down on that table? You wanted the breast massage. You were willing to pay for it. You could have got that for free.
Oh, a little disappointing when a female walked in. That's for sure.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Don't make up your mind too quickly. Well, maybe that might have worked.
Samantha, you're awesome. I heart you. Thank you for calling. All right, Ryan is back on the line from yesterday. He's our last call today. He's got his Michael Jackson conspiracy. We've been 24 hours waiting for this phone call. Hey, Ryan, welcome.
Hey, guys. What'd you nephew?
What'd I do?
Thanks for calling back.
Hi.
All right. So thanks for picking up this morning yesterday. Thanks
no worries.
A lot. All right. Okay. So you heard the whole, you know, thing how apparently the Conrad Murray got up to go pee. So Michael Jackson wakes himself up, puts more drugs in the machine,
right?
Closes it. Conrad Murray comes back. Michael Jackson kills himself.
Right, he's dead. Right,
right. That's just one of his defense theories. We understand. And you think what about that?
That seems pretty believable. Don't you think?
No.
I don't. Well, I mean, first of all, a doctor's not supposed to give those drugs in the home. Second of all, he's giving them in the home, and then he's leaving a lethal dose within Michael Jackson's range so he could just grab it and give it to himself?
I mean, why does Michael Jackson have a doctor?
He had to pee is your answer.
Why would he even have a doctor if he can administer it himself?
Well, to bring it. To have
right,
it.
Right. But, I mean, he had him there doing it all the time. So I can't imagine that he wouldn't call for him.
We also heard that he wasn't just out of the room to pee. He was out of the room for 20 minutes or something like that on a phone call with somebody else during that time. So,
okay.
So let me ask you a question, Ryan. Do you think that maybe in some world that's possible and credible, or do you believe that's what happened?
I really don't know.
You don't? Okay.
So,
Along the lines of in some world that's believable and credible, I think it is. Because if you know extreme drug addicts at all, the idea that he would suddenly see that someone's outside of the room and then have access to drugs and get up and give himself a bigger dose is not that far-fetched at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If Michael Jackson is at all the level of drug addict that we're starting to believe he is from some of the reports, I could see that in a second. Now, I don't believe that that's the case. I mean, and like you said, it's no excuse for him to even be being given propofol in his home.
Right.
But the fact that a drug addict would get up and try to dose himself while nobody's looking,
yeah,
well, very believable.
We may never find out what happened, but I think Kevin's point is correct that all you need is reasonable doubt. And if you can get a jury member to believe that that's possible, there's your reasonable doubt, and Dr. Conrad Murray doesn't go to jail for killing Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Kevin, right. You got to get on that jury, I'm telling you.
Good times. Can you request it? Can you just go, hey, I'd like to get on that jury?
That'd be awesome.
All right. That'd be great if you could do that.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Yeah. On today's program, Dr. Drew, it's Thursday.
I'm right.
We talk to Dr. Drew every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jay Moore in studio.
Yeah.
Yes. How funny was he at Foolishness?
He was great. I'd never seen him live.
Oh, you hadn't? So, he was
so
funny.
Impressed. Yep. Yeah.
His impressions were great. Everything. I mean, he really, really brought it.
Yeah. He's a total Gaylord.
Maybe. Sure. Well, that's all right. We have Steve Carell on the show today talking about Date Night.
I love the way that movie looks.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks
and
great.
I love Steve Carell. Almost everything he does is funny. Tina Fey, yeah. We have a new video to tell you about. It's my Kesha parody.
The best ever.
Well, it's not that crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty close to the best ever. I got to agree with Mike on that.
Yeah. It's full makeup, the whole deal.
We have learned an important lesson, that is, and we've been saying it for years, but now we have proof, is not every man can be turned into a woman. Kevin is no lady boy.
No.
Hey, by the way, not that much worse than Kesha, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. Kesha's not much better looking as a woman as Kevin is as a woman. You're right.
And there's a white supremacist that's running for Congress in Missouri.
Oh, good.
And the law says, I don't know if you know this because, you know, you're not in the radio business. The law says you have to take advertising from anyone that's running for office and you have to play their commercials. That way a radio station or TV station can't pick favorites.
Right.
So they're being forced to play this horrible man and all of his hate. They're being forced by our government to do that.
It's really bizarre.
It's really weird.
Wait till you hear the commercials, though. You can't believe that they weren't recorded in 1950. I mean, it's crazy that this guy's running for Congress. And it's also crazy that there's a tiny handful of people that will vote for him.
Yeah, but it's got to be way tiny, right?
Yeah, minuscule. Right. Absolutely.
And Gorillaz tickets we have for you. They are playing a special Coachella warm-up show.
Mm.
And we've got your tickets for that coming up as well. We got the Showbiz Beat coming up.
A world premiere of Kevin's brand new video coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will post it live to kevinandbean.com and tell you all about it. It's clearly the finest thing Kevin's ever done. There's no question about that. I was very impressed with it.
This is one of those things where it's the first time that I think people are not laughing with me but solely at me.
No. Nope.
That's all right.
It's
worth it.
Nope, your point is me.
All right,
you're every bit as talented as Kesha. We've been saying that for years. All right, that's coming up. First, though, we'll look at the Showbiz Beat. Two Tiger Woods stories for you. You know, he returns to golf today. He's playing for reals at the Masters, I think, in about 4.5 hours or so is when he starts playing golf. And it's going to be fascinating for a number of reasons. A is to see if he continues to be received well, as he has been in Augusta in practice this week. And B, to find out what kind of golf he's going to be playing, because I don't sense, when he was in hiding for all those months after the Thanksgiving incident, I don't sense that he's gotten much practice in over the past few months. Now, even as a great athlete and the best golfer in the world, it's got to be pretty tough to kind of get up and running for a tournament like the Masters if you've barely picked up a club in the last 4 months, right?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Momentum is a weird thing. You really have to really get into a groove to have that kind of momentum to play. And
exactly.
He's not been in that groove, I'll tell you.
Yesterday, late in the show, we told you about the latest and possibly juiciest Tiger Woods scandal yet. It's not another hoe that he picked up on the road, but it's a neighbor, at the time 21, now 22-year-old neighbor named Rachel Coudrette has given an interview with the National Enquirer who says that she had done it with Tiger on a number of occasions. And the reason she's coming forward, A, I'm sure the National Enquirer paid her.
Sure.
And B, she said, I felt used and violated, like I meant nothing to him but a night of casual sex. I just wanted to dig a big hole, crawl in, and die. She's the latest of this list of 15 women or whatever it is who's fine having an affair with Tiger, fine, you know, helping Tiger cheat on his wife. But once he cheats on her, now she's pissed.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they all do seem to be just angry beyond words that there was someone else, knowing that he was married and had someone else as his main woman. That was cool.
Exactly. And this won't surprise you at all, by the way. Rachel also told a friend that as far as sexy time goes, Tiger was, quote, mechanical and unemotional, end quote. Which is exactly what we would have expected,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's him in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I mean, why put out too much for this girlfriend when he's got another girlfriend tomorrow night? You know what I mean? And the other Tiger Woods story that everybody is talking about is with the return to the Masters, Tiger gets his first new commercial on television. Right now it's airing on ESPN and the Golf Channel, but he has a new ad for Nike. Have you seen it yet, Kevin?
I have not, no.
Okay, I put it up last night at kevinbean.com if anyone would like to check out the video, but it's a black and white commercial of Tiger just staring into the camera. He looks kind of like a sexual predator to me. It's actually a little bit creepy.
Good.
He doesn't say anything, and there isn't anything in the commercial about Nike until the logo at the end. And the voiceover in the spot is of Tiger's late father, which is also kind of weird to bring him back for this.
Okay.
And the content of what Dad has to say is pretty interesting. Here's what the Tiger commercial sounds like.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Wow, that's weird.
Is that weird?
That's the whole thing?
Yep, that's the commercial.
That's weird.
I guess they didn't feel like they can come back with, hey, buy Nike, Nike's cool. I guess they feel like this has got to be the soul-searching part of the rehabilitation of his image as a commercial spokesperson.
Did they flash onto a hot chick and then just say, just do it?
I was wondering if they were ever going to be able to use Just Do It as a slogan in a Tiger Woods commercial again. It's pretty. He's killed that, right?
Well, you would think so, yeah.
Anyway, check out the spot if you want to see it, in addition to hear it at kevinandme.com.
One more Tiger Woods story, and it comes from AbsoluteNow.com, which I don't know whether we can trust or not. But he said, remember we were talking about yesterday how he had 90 security with him?
Yes.
Some former FBI agents, some former Secret Service agents. They report that they're following him around the tournament, and but they may be a little heavy-handed, the site says. The report is that one of the details, a fan was shocked when one of his security guards walked up and asked, are you a stripper?
No,
that's,
really?
Yes. And the report goes on to say that they want to make sure there's no strippers around just because of all the scandal.
Mm-hmm. The last thing they want is even a shot of the fans watching the tournament. They don't want any super hot chicks standing behind Tiger, right? That then the tabloids can say, oh, this is one of his girlfriends or whatever, I would imagine, right?
Well, that's what the main line of reasoning is.
Right.
I think he's looking for another stripper. I mean, really, just send your people out.
Well,
right? Are you a stripper? 9:30 tonight.
I would like to meet with you.
9:30 to 9:35.
That's a great theory, by the way. That's awesome. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how, maybe it was during the internet roundup, we were talking about how much creativity there is out there and how much awesome stuff is on the internet and how much crappy stuff is on television. We were trying to figure out why there's not more crossover. Well, it's crazy to me that this story came out today. David DeVore is the guy who did the David After Dentist YouTube video. His little kid had just been to the dentist and had the medicine. And remember how loopy he was? Is this real life? Was his question, right?
He had like the gas and he was all out of it.
No, it's a funny story.
It was hilarious. A huge hit, so much that it has generated 56 million views on YouTube, roughly 100,000 a day. David's father has quit his job in Orlando real estate and has taken up promoting the video as a full-time job.
How does he make money?
Yeah, how do you make money?
That's what I'm hoping you guys will know. It says in the article that he has made over $100,000 so far off of merchandising and press appearances for the video. But he is continuing to try to keep it alive, I guess. And I don't see where he goes with it after this. I mean, once people have seen it, they're pretty much done with it.
I wonder, I mean, he could make some money, I certainly.
I wonder if YouTube, like, if there's some kind of sharing thing with the biggest. I don't know. I mean, does YouTube make money on it? I guess they have ads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure YouTube.
So I wonder, there are ways that people do make money.
So I wonder if you're in the 100,000 a week category. I wonder if they give you a little something.
But he can't live on this for the rest of his life.
No, they're going to make a feature film, I think.
and his poor son, by the way, who they're going to keep pumping full of gas every 20 minutes just to keep him loopy. Yeah. That's a terrible way to live.
No, it isn't. Have you ever had that gas? It's great.
I don't think I'd want it full time, though.
I would. It's a great way to live. I disagree with you there.
I'm just impressed, Kevin, that you came into work today and you're not on MTV or wherever you need to be to promote your new video. Your new joint is dropping today, man. How do you have time for us?
Well, I try to squeeze in time for my friends. You know, I got a busy day afterwards.
Here's the question I have for you. So for folks who have not been paying attention, Kevin has a natural cartoon hate for Kesha. We all hate her and we all think that she's talentless and ugly. But Kevin has become obsessed with her. He's been putting up posts at KevinAndBean.com where he photoshops her into Osama bin Laden. And then management comes to him and says, you can't do that anymore. You're burning some relationships in the industry. So he says, okay. And then he puts up another one where he's morphed her into Hitler. I mean, look, I know she's a bad singer.
I tracked down Osama.
And put up Hitler, though.
All right. But I'm saying I did what they wanted me to do.
I know that her songs suck. I get that. Right. I get that she's fuck. I understand all that. I'm totally with you.
All right. But why questions? Where are all the questions coming from?
but you can't let it consume your life. You can't be one of those guys who now can do nothing else but hate on Kesha as a full-time job.
You know those things that control your life. You don't have any say over it. It just happens and you're helpless and you just try to write it out. You know,
so we went like 2 days without you putting something new about Kesha up on the website. Now you've got a video. What's this all about?
Well, we brought in a makeup artist and they made me look like Kesha. So they gave me the makeup, the eye makeup, and the giant eyelashes.
Yeah.
Sucks to be a girl, by the way. Let me just say
that. Aren't those lashes the worst?
It took like an hour. I was like, what's going on here? You people do this every day? And then, you know, the look of the makeup running down and the glitter and a wig.
What are you wearing? Is that a dress?
No, it's a shirt that intern Gaga went out and bought and then spray painted a dollar sign on. It's very, very ghetto-ish the way we did it.
I was surprised how much Kesha looks like you once I see you made up like her.
That's the worst insult.
To her, though, not to you.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's because I look terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. But you look a lot like Kesha in this video.
So we do. So we're shooting the video in the next studio, Studio R, where we have people perform and stuff. And we had to black out the windows and all that stuff. And then at one point, they bring in the smoke machine. So I was on a chair disabling the fire. So that's good. So we took that down. We're not sure we got that back up right. But so then we had Lady Gaga, who is our intern. She's also a choreographer. So she was giving me ideas, which I then very, very poorly pulled off. But I think the video came out well. Lightning.
It's great. The video's great.
Did an amazing job.
Quite well. If you go to KevinAndBean.com, you look at it. Listen, it's embarrassing, but it needed to be done. What are you going to do? I mean, Kesha with her song, Blah, Blah, Blah. It's just embarrassing.
Coming out of my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Ooh, ah, gah, gah. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Silence, stammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a suck on a pacifier.
Dumb, like a retard. I act cool, and I can't sing. I'm not sure if I speak English, but who cares? I'm talking that. Just singing, they're really sounding like. Yo,
your pudgy body's enough to make me sick singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid.
I'm talk-talk-talking that.
It's an NSFW, I would think, just out of just pure terror. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to watch that at work. But there is a video up of that song, and you can download. I don't think you can download it.
No, but you can watch it, and you should watch it, and you're going to want to watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And then you're going to say,
no mas.
And then you're going to watch it again. So
getting some good reaction in the email already, by the way, from people who have been to KevinDeBee.com and seen the video. But the number one question I'm getting, Kevin, is how many takes did it take you? They've heard your bone marrow ad, and they want to know how long it took you to record your Kesha song.
Well, an hour and a half.
That's not bad.
Yes, it is. Song's two minutes long.
Yeah, but normal videos take a long time.
But the song is 2 minutes.
Yeah, but all the different angles and dancing and camera shots and stuff like that. An hour and a half is great.
Here's all I can tell you. Lightning, who was running the camera, was super angry. He was like, come on!
I've got things to do! That's crazy. That video. I bet that video, when Kesha did that video, it probably took 3 days.
Well, but she's sort of a professional. Well, maybe I am too now.
Yeah.
I'm about the same level, I think.
All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We've got face-to-face coming up. Also, the Dirty Heads featuring Rome. Right now, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. What you call it about?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who call us just because they're bored. And we don't always need that.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm pretty bored. Miss Cleo sucks. Oh, yeah. Afro. Huh.
Okay.
So that guy calls and says that, and then he rethinks it and realizes that, you know.
Hey, guys. I wasn't satisfied with the message I left. So, wanted to call back and say, who's that guy with a tube in his eye? It's Bean Baxter.
He's Bean Baxter.
How many years ago?
I don't know.
Like four?
Five?
At least. For folks who weren't with us that day, why did I even have a tube in my eye? What was going on with my eye that I needed a tube?
Your tear duct. Something was wrong with your tear duct, wasn't it?
I think they were doing research on why you've never cried.
I was the man who never cried. Exactly. So they put this little plastic tube that was kind of rerouting my tear ducts or something, and we were doing the show, and for some reason I was in California that day. We were doing some live event or something like that. The next day I was in the studio, and all of a sudden the tube just popped out of my eye, and everybody freaked out.
Yeah, that's a good time.
That's
like I was Frankenstein's monster, and you guys were villagers with torches coming after me. I mean, you were like, get out. And I'm like, you know, I'm fine. It doesn't really hurt. I can just wait till after the show and then go get a look at it. You're like, leave now.
He's that guy with the tube in his eye. He's Bean Baxter.
Tube.
Yeah, that was weird. And then I went to the emergency room, and they tried to remove the tube, and they couldn't figure out how to get it out. They couldn't figure out what it was tied to. And at one point, there was a doctor. They had two different doctors who came in, and they were just pulling on it, trying to pull it out of my eye. And they gave up. I don't know if you remember this part of the story, but they couldn't get it out of my eye. So they just put a bandage on my eye. They just taped it over and sent me home and said, let your doctor back in Seattle figure it out. What? So I had to fly home with the tube sticking out of my eye with a bandage on it.
We were calling you Nelly.
What kind of voodoo hookah pipe doctor are you seeing back there? The doctors in an emergency room couldn't figure it out?
They couldn't get the tube out of my eye. Yeah, it was one of the weirdest days, and I just felt I was so self-conscious flying home with that big bandage on my face, too. It was weird.
Well, it's nice of that guy to bring it back up, though.
Yeah, thanks for the bad memory.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Oh, no, the earthquake didn't. Earthquake broke two of my bongs. It broke two of my bongs.
Okay.
Broke two of his bongs.
All right, then.
Remember the great singer Wing?
Of course.
Of course.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. This is Wing, and I am sorry I have not made many after-call for you, but I would like to sing my song by Linkin Park, No Divide. So keep me reason to pull me home to wash this memory cream.
That's a great Wing impression, by the way.
That is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody loves every song we play.
Quit effing playing 30 Seconds to Mars. They effing blow, and they're all homosexuals. Asshole. I love you. I'm calling you.
All right, I'm going to put you down for a yes, then, for 30 Seconds to Mars.
Dude, Kings and Queens, I love. That's a great song.
Yeah.
So, F you.
Yeah, could you please play that song by Serge Tankian? Watch behind my stinky balls. Watch behind my stinky balls.
I don't think that's...
Wow. You don't think he has it exactly right?
I'm relatively sure those aren't the words.
I think it's empty walls.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Hi. I was just thinking about how Kevin said he hates women like Kesha who talk baby talk to their pets and their husbands. And I was thinking, is that right, Lammy?
Interesting.
Served.
That was strong, by the way. She does that to mock me.
Yes.
Mostly in public because she knows that I hate it. But that was a good call.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Roger Ebert has no job.
I'd like to give props to Psycho Mike for writing that line.
Oh, man.
We also had to take one of the lines out because it was too cruel. Can you
from
imagine?
That call?
Yeah, no, from that song, from the Kesha parody song, if you can imagine. And finally, I think we have a problem on our hands with Bean and his direct access to celebrities. Because when he has to do it through this show, we can all kind of filter what he says.
Right.
And we can all kind of tell, you know, we can tell people what he really means. But on the Twitter, he's got this direct access, and it's bad. And this guy...
Can we please take Bean off of Twitter? This is Rachel Nichols. Really excited getting a massage tonight.
I don't know if you can hear it, but really excited getting a massage tonight.
So happy having a male masseur. And then freaking Bean... I had it in my book for tomorrow. Yes, the Rachel Nichols wants you to give her a freaking massage, you douchebag. I had it in my book for tomorrow. Suck it, Bean.
That's what I was hoping.
You are so creepy.
I love her so much, though.
Right.
She's excited about
getting a massage from a guy. You saying I had it in the books for tomorrow is creepy.
As if I were the guy.
Yeah,
that
we
was,
understand.
You get it.
We're saying that is going to, she's going to, if she hasn't already, she's going to unfollow you as quickly as possible.
The sooner she realizes that we need to be together, the faster we'll be together.
That's usually the way it works. 323-520-AFR.
There is a, you know, I thought it was a race for the House of Representatives. It looks to me now that I'm researching it, Kevin, that it is a race for the state Senate in the state of Missouri. And there's a guy named Glenn Miller who is running for office there. And this has been you're going to find this hard to believe, but we don't generally cover state Senate races in Missouri on our program.
Right. Not usually.
But this has been a story that has gotten national attention, and we're just now getting around to talking about it because Glenn Miller is making the rounds. That's his name. He is a former leader of the White Patriot Party, and his whole campaign is white rights. His whole campaign is the white man needs to stand up because we're being overrun by, you know, undesirables in his mind, which means anyone who doesn't look like him. And part of the reason that his campaign has attracted so much notice lately is because he recorded some radio commercials. And he took them to a station in the Kansas City area, KMBZ, and he said, these are my commercials I'd like to pay to put them on the air. And they said, no. They said, we're not gonna play it.
Right, because the commercials are so super ridiculous racist.
Racist
right.
And hate.
And hateful.
Yeah.
Hateful that you
right.
go, no possible way.
Right.
And they said, we don't want that on our air. That doesn't represent, you know, how we feel. That's, we don't want our listeners to be subjected to that. And he sued, basically, and won in that they, as a radio station, are not allowed to refuse political advertising. And it's exactly what you said earlier, which is because they don't want stations to pick and choose whose message they approve of. Generally, it's not something as outlandish as this, but they don't want a station to be able to say, well, we're not going to accept any ads from Republicans, for instance.
Right, right,
it wouldn't
right.
be fair.
But in this particular case, this super racist, super hate-filled a-hole does a commercial and he takes it there. And the laws of the United States say you can't turn it down. It's political advertising because we don't want you to pick and choose. So they force them to – the laws of this country force them to put him on the radio.
Yeah.
Which is funny, and we'll play the spot for you here in a moment. It's funny that if any of the hosts or callers said these same things on the air, you know, they'd be run out of town. But because the guy's protected because he's running for office, then we have to sit and listen to it. But there's an interesting story at the end of the ad. I'll tell you about what happened to the money that went to the commercials. All right, so they got to run the commercials, so the radio station prefaces each one with this.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
Probably wise to let people know that before they hear Mr. Miller in his message.
I would have gone.
Hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America.
Okay, that's how he starts. Hey, right. White man.
When he starts with, hey, white man, you go, oh, no, this guy should be killed, right?
Oh, God.
Don't you go, dumbest human on earth. Here we go.
Well, I'm not going to rush to any judgments here, Kevin. I want to wait until I hear what he has to say.
Before we finish hearing what he has to say, there are two different responses to this. One is, I hate that guy. Why do you give him any airtime?
Right.
I think we should give this guy as much airtime as possible because it's not like people are going to go, oh, he's right.
Because
I think people need to know about a guy
so
like this.
It's so bad, it's hilarious.
Not hilarious. I think it's important that people know a-holes like this still exist so that we can stamp them out. I really
Google
do.
Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way.
Foreign mongrels, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from the South, isn't he?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But, essentially, he's wasting his money anyway because no one's going to vote for him in any kind of significant numbers.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the guy doesn't have a cheek. He couldn't get elected to save his life, with this
right? That's rightfully so.
But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television.
Okay, watching the coons play ball on television is what we're doing instead of caring about the foreign mongrels coming into town. This is not a commercial from 1955,
yeah.
By the way, or 1965. This is in 2010 this guy is out there.
He exists, and he's running for office, and radio stations are forced to play his ads as if he's a real candidate.
How much must it eat him up that Barack Obama is the president?
Oh.
How much must that just blow his mind?
That's the kind of thing that makes me happy.
That's probably what made him run.
You know what I mean? It's like that makes me happy when I think of him thinking of Obama in office. I'm thrilled with that.
Yeah.
Because that's the best revenge ever.
The future of white children will be a nightmare and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to phone me at 417-4673.
Editing out telephone number here. The proceeding was a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
So they back up the spot with the same disclaimer because they know that people who are barely paying attention or tuning in the middle of commercial
right.
being, what the hell are they calling up the radio station to complain, right? So whoever put that on YouTube took out the number, but you could find him on the internet if you wanted to. All right, one more 30-second ad, again from Glenn Miller, who's running for state senate, and I think this one is my favorite. He brings, I think, some really important points to the forefront here.
White men have become the biggest cowards ever to walk the earth. The world has never witnessed such yellow cowards. We've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government, our banks, and our media.
Yeah. Now, I have not heard this guy interviewed, but you have,
yeah,
Kevin.
I did.
And does he hate the blacks more or the Jews more? What's his thing?
I think he hates the Jews more because he thinks they're all in power. Like, mm-hmm. that they have the media and the government and everything else. Which is odd because I have a lot of Jewish friends. None of them feel like they have a leg up because they're Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone in the world goes, we have the power. Do you?
No,
you get that idea
all.
That you're born Jewish and you go, yeah, I've got it made. This is ridiculous.
We've allowed tens of millions of foreign mud people to invade our country.
Now, which ones are the mud people? Where do you have to come from to
be
a mud person?
I don't know.
Hard to say.
I would say anything less white than me.
Probably.
He would call, be
mud people?
I don't know. Even in, here's what I don't understand. If he's a politician, he wants to get votes, right?
Yes.
You would think that's why he's going to the trouble, right?
Okay,
yeah.
So at the very least, lie a little or try to make it sound a little. But he's just.
But maybe
he's
just such
pure
hate
there that feel the way he does.
He must think I'm in Missouri and it's a predominantly white area, and if I can just galvanize those people into an us versus them mentality, that I can get enough votes.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's no chance.
Steal our jobs and our women and destroy our children's future. America is no longer ours. America belongs to the Jews who rule it and to the mud people who multiply in it.
By the way, one of the things that I love, and he's blatant with this, but you hear this from a lot of people either outright or subliminally, is anyone who's not who I approve of is not really an American. America's not ours anymore because the people like me aren't running it anymore. As if the other people who aren't like you are any less American than you are.
Yeah.
Right. But that guy will never understand that for the life of him because he's just an idiot.
The undeniable proof is at DavidDuke.com. It's time for white men to unite, to join together, and to take our country back. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
Well, I don't approve this message. So here's what happens.
None of us approve this message except for him.
So Mr. Miller forces the radio stations to play the ads, and the radio station puts the disclaimers on, and then they play the ads. And then they take all of the money that they get for the commercials, and they donate it to Jewish and African-American charities.
Nice!
Awesome. So as many commercials he runs, it goes directly to the mud people and the Jews.
That's great.
Which is fantastic turnaround. But I will be very, very closely watching that state senate race in Missouri to see how many votes Mr. Miller gets.
This dude, Glenn Miller, is the reason we should keep Guantanamo open.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Just ship him over. Middle of the night, guys get in his house, take him. Whoop, hey, God, he's gone. Hey, what happened to that guy? I don't know. I don't know where he went. That's what.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew on the program today, and... What? Why are you laughing, Miss Quayle?
That's
not a laugh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
By the way, Glenn Miller, if he's listening, would not be pleased that one of the mud people is coming in to fill out the showbiz beat right now.
How dare he?
Miss Cleo. In for Ralph. What you talking about, girl?
First of all, can we give it up to Kevin, please?
For his video? Absolutely.
If you guys are just tuning in and have not checked out the Baby Talk music video, please go to kevinandbean.com right now and check that out. Just saying. I can't believe that's my boss.
It's too good to put into words.
it's incredible. Anyways.
Miss Leo was responsible for some of my dance moves.
Oh, well done.
I was. Before I get to showbiz, I've got some tickets to give away. We are giving away tickets to a screening of Kick-Ass, which premieres in theaters April 16th, but you get to go to the premiere Tuesday, April 13th. So, we've got a trivia question for you. The first two callers who can call in and tell me Christopher Mintz-Plasse, who's also in the movie, had his breakout role in the widely popular movie Superbad. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was his character's name in Superbad?
Ooh, really so tough. Easy. So tough.
I know.
Easiest question ever.
I'm so nice.
That's all right.
The first two callers with that.
I want to know if somebody calls in and gets that wrong. I would like their phone number. It's that easy.
Yeah, that really is a gimme. On to showbiz. Team Coco. Team Coco. I'm just saying, I'm going to start strong. Last night, Slash was on the Jay Leno show performing.
Right. Uh-huh.
He wore a Team Coco pin on the Jay Leno show last night.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Apparently, NBC tried to edit around it, but the pin... the pin showed up a couple of times.
That's awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
I love this so much. And you guys saw the photo that was going around about a month ago or so of a guy who ran into Jay Leno on the street and got his picture taken with Jay Leno and holds up his palm to the camera as the picture's being taken and it says Team Coco written on his hand. And now on his own show, on the Tonight Show, Slash shows up with a Team Coco button. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that was really strong. I saw that and I said this needs to be announced.
I love Slash.
That's pretty cool. Yesterday, or a couple days ago, actually, J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, was at the White House, and apparently she was doing some readings from the first Harry Potter book, and someone asked her, do you plan on writing another Harry Potter book? And her answer was, yes!
Wait a minute.
What?
She's been saying over and over and over now for years that this was it.
Is it another Harry Potter book or another book?
Oh, the question asked was, do you have plans to write another Harry Potter book? Her answer, I'm quite sure in the not-too-distant future I will bring out another book.
Okay.
So,
really?
I don't know. I mean, I was never a fan of the books. I love, love, love the movies.
I did too.
So
I don't really know how.
Great.
I don't know how it ends. I kind of do. Someone told me, like, the main plots. But
right.
I thought that she pretty much wrapped up everything in that last book. So I don't really know how that's going to work.
Hmm.
But, I mean, there are characters who continue.
I guess. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Interesting.
But I'm excited for that because then that means another movie. So. on to other news. Hugh Hefner says no to Kate Gosling in Playboy.
Yeah!
And I say thank you, Hugh Hefner.
How great.
Who knew? Was she asking?
She was pitching herself?
No, somebody said, would you put Kate Gosling in on the cover of Playboy? He said, no, absolutely not. he said that she's not even a celebrity, so I don't understand why. And love I don't it. Understand why she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
Thank you, Hugh Hefner.
Plus, she's not hot. You don't want her in Playboy because she's not hot.
Okay, she, I think, though, has a pretty good body. I could understand why some people would ask that question.
No, she does. That woman's had eight children.
She has a good body for someone who's crapped out eight kids. She does not have a good body, though. For someone who's been through what she's been through, she has an excellent body. But she is not in the realm of someone with a good body.
All right,
that's real talk right there, man.
Do we have an answer to our trivia question?
We do. As a matter of fact, we have Joe on the line. Joe.
How's it going?
What's his name?
I think it might be McLovin.
How do you do it?
Well, okay, we can take that, although that's not his... It's not his name in the movie. That's the nickname he comes up with. But that's fine. I'm going to give it to you anyway.
That's what you were going for.
Yeah, right.
His real name is Froggle.
Don't be bad.
All right. Congratulations.
I think McLovin is how he is internationally known and loved.
I'm just saying.
We're just saying.
Congratulations, Joe and Oscar. Good job.
Cleo, you're a dumb bitch. Shut the f*** up.
Stop.
Get off the radio.
Stop it.
And go run.
Exactly.
Dean, you are so mean.
Not me. He said
mean.
It.
Oh, Michael.
I'm saying that was some caller. Don't blame
me. Whatever.
Miss Cleo's blaming Bean because, I don't know, he just played it. All right, back to you.
Okay, anyways, so I've got some news. You know how Ralph's been doing these showbiz stories where he talks about movies from the past that don't need to be remade?
Yep.
We've got another one.
Okay.
Look Who's Talking, set to be remade.
Wait,
what?
Look Who's Talking, is that the little baby ones?
Yes, with, who is it? John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, and the voice of Bruce Willis?
No! No!
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. I actually really liked those movies, but I don't see why they need to be redone.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow, that's a bad idea.
Don't you feel like you liked those movies because you were six when they came out?
That's true, yes. I was, way young when they came out. And
so maybe they're thinking there's a lot of new six-year-olds that hadn't seen any of those. They would
They can put it in 3D.
I don't know. There's some things you just don't need to touch. Just don't.
Yeah, and that's because it's too good. That series is just untouchable. That's gold.
Yes, when Bruce Willis
should be in the Smithsonian.
The sperm in the beginning.
Come on.
You can't
What's
remake
wrong
that.
With you? That doesn't fall into the category you can't remake.
Well,
I just hope that
I just hope that Kirstie Alley doesn't try and pop her way back into that movie. Right. We don't need to see her now.
There's no
We're
room.
Good. Thanks. Oh, Lisa, look at you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm watching The Fat Life. I know what she looks like.
Celebrity birthdays. Guitarist Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses is 48. Princess Buttercup from The Princess Bride, a.k.a. Robin Wright Penn, is 44 today. Patricia Arquette is 42. And the one, the only. You ready, Mike?
Ready.
Viz Marquis.
No, you got what I need.
What they've done in this recording is they've covered up his voice with the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he's a terrible singer.
How dare you?
Terrible. They bring like 10,000 people and go, sing, sing! Cover him up!
Hi, Miss Cleo. That's your showbiz.
As you know... Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday, by the way. Thank you for that. As you know, next weekend is Coachella, Ella, and Gorillaz are going to be headlining night number 3. They're doing a super secret rehearsal warm-up show. You cannot buy tickets for them, but you can win them coming up this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Dr. Drew joins us about 55 minutes from right now, too. So stick around, won't you?
And comedian Jay Moore and Steve Carell all on the way.
Wow. It's too much. That's too much show. It's ridiculous.
We were having a conversation yesterday, which might be a couple of weeks late. All right, so time. So, Bean brings up, he read somebody's Twitter, and it said, if you could go back in time, like Hot Tub Time Machine, when would you go and why?
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly would you go in time, and why would you go there?
And I find that to be a fascinating question, because I would be willing to bet that there are a few universals that every person on Earth has thought about at one time or another. One of them is what it would be like to fly. That's just kind of everybody, you know, thinks about that at some point. Another one is going back in time. I mean, hasn't everybody thought about that before?
I imagine, sure.
And we started talking about it, and I was and we're going to take your calls on this if you've got an answer for what you would do at 1-800-520-1067. I was fascinated to hear some of the responses in the room because with the exception of Psycho Mike, everybody else wants to go back in time so they can figure out a way to either get laid more or make more money.
Right, of course.
Yes. Cash in. Which is a fantastic use of the technology that allows you to travel through time.
And that's what happened in the movie Hot Tub Time Machine. He goes back and it's Lugal. Now, it's not Google, it's Lou, the guy that he actually comes up with. He's got a house and a boat and a yacht and everything. That's what I would do. Right?
Psycho Mike is the only one who wanted to go back and change world history. What was your plan, Psycho Mike? Because it sounded a little half-baked, even though I thought originally it was a good idea.
No, it's a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Lisa's dumb and doesn't understand
it's
warfare.
Not at all realistic.
Lisa's dumb and doesn't understand
it's
warfare.
It's a great idea because I came up with it.
Yes. I would get one of those drone planes that they fly over Afghanistan with bombs on it. Take it with me.
Can you take anything with you?
You guys told me. I haven't seen Hot Tub Time Machine. It's they take machinery with them.
And it's can buy those things on eBay.
But it's a hot tub. I don't think it's big enough for a drone.
Dude, these drones that they drop bombs with, they're like 4 feet, 5 feet long. They're teeny. That's how they get under radars.
All right.
Remote-controlled drone.
Okay.
Fly it over Germany circa, say, 1940, and just wreck some stuff.
Just destroy.
Just take out the entire Third Reich. If you could go back in time with modern warfare machinery.
Sure, they wouldn't be used to that at all.
They wouldn't be able to fight back. I could destroy.
So my only problem with that is I don't know two, getting it into the hot tub. Three, getting it to Germany.
Lisa, haven't you ever seen Iron Eagle? It's worth it to save the country to steal planes and stuff. And I could probably do it if I got a hold of Louis Gossett Jr.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's quite a movie reference.
Yes.
I say no more.
My second idea when everybody else started coming up with get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah.
Was to go back to 1990 and come visit the program director here, Mr. Weatherby, with my brand new album, Nevermind, and my hot new single, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Now you're talking.
That I had just written.
That would be good.
And then he would have gone, not feeling it.
It doesn't sound like it's a cutting edge enough.
And it would have been a waste.
We were talking about the get rich quick. I mean, if you have, if you have the ability to take the knowledge that you have in 2010 back with you, you go back to 1985 and you just start buying up every single share of Microsoft, right?
That's a given, right?
And then after that, you start buying up every single share of Apple and every single share of AT&T, and you just load up on all the stuff
that
you know.
I come up with those things. I'm going back a year before they start. I don't want to buy their stock. I'm going to go,
you're going to come up with the idea.
Look at this. iPod. You haven't heard of it yet, but check this out. I'll blow everyone's mind, and then people buy my stock.
But just because you can go back in time, Kevin, doesn't mean that you have the knowledge to invent and produce an iPod, though.
He's like Psycho Mike.
How dare you?
You have these ideas that make no sense at all.
You guys don't know. Right, Mike?
They don't know. Just hate
them. In the Hot Tub Time Machine, and we're going to go to your calls with where you'd go and for what at 1-800-520-1067. In the Hot Tub Time Machine, do they have a certain amount of time that they go back? Like they're back for a week or something like that? Or how does it work?
It's like they have 24 hours and they have to be back in the Hot Tub Time Machine by midnight or they'll never get back. It's one of those things.
So you only have 24 hours.
Yeah.
It wouldn't do me any good to go back and woo Megan Fox at age 18, for instance, just to make sure that I get her.
Couldn't it wouldn't do it in 24 hours.
It wouldn't do any good because if you had 24 hours to woo her, she would run from you. She would already have a restraining order.
All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. Where would you go? What year and why? Let's start with John, who I think he's on line three. I think he's on Psycho Mike's wavelength here. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Smith. How are you?
Hi. Good.
I would go back probably like 1900 and just punch Hitler's mother in the stomach when she was pregnant with Hitler.
Yeah! So you'd go way back. See, Psycho Mike's thinking drone, kill him while he's an adult.
Right.
You're saying don't even ever let him get born.
That's the simplest story.
Yeah, because the thing is
you can get to her.
Guards guarding Hitler's mother. And, I mean, how much damage is the Third Reich leader going to do if he's got, like, a deflated skull or Down syndrome or something?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And how would you go about would you do a ton of research before you left so that you have a general idea of what town she was in and what her name was? That way you could look her up when you got there?
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Because otherwise, there's no real point because I'd get lost so easily in Germany.
Yeah, you think?
But if you only have 24 hours.
You do research.
How do you get to Germany in that time?
First off,
you can
go to wherever you want to go. Where does it show up?
The time machine, wherever it is, that's where you end up.
Okay, I go to Austria, by the way, not Germany, and then I set it up, and I go back in time You know what I'm saying? I take that time machine with me.
You take the hot tub with you?
Yeah, he takes it on the plane as a carry-on.
It's much easier to travel and ship stuff in 2010 than it would be in 1900.
Right.
And John is a genius. Stop hating on him.
All right, John, you're a genius.
Do you guys remember at the Miss Double December pageant last year where Ralph, who was the MC of events that day, he wrote a question about time travel that he gave to one of the girls. Remember?
Yep. And then Money, who's our former sports guy, was one of the judges, and he had a comment afterwards.
Kelly, if you could go back in a time machine, where and when would you go?
I would go probably back to the 70s because I believe that that was the most fun, where they could shake their ass and do their thing.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you can party?
Good point, Money.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you can party?
Let's take Michael real quick on line 8 before we break, and then we'll come back with your answers at 1-800-520-1067. I mean, when you really think about it, think of all the different things in history that you could see. I mean, if you wanted to, you could go back and meet Jesus. I mean, there's just... It's unlimited. It's limited only to your imagination, where you would go in history and why. Michael, I think, is on the right track, though. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hello.
Hi. What would you do?
I would go back a few years ago, grab a rope, turn it around, and create the Snuggly, because
that's the
most worst idea I've ever seen in my life.
That has made the most money.
Yeah.
It's made the most money.
All right.
Good point.
So you'd go all the way back in time till 2 years ago and create the Snuggy.
All right. Like, you grab a rope, turn it around, you'll be rich.
All right.
So why stop World War II when you can invent a blanket, right?
Exactly.
All right.
All right.
I like it. I like how he thinks much smaller than the rest of us. We're going to go back and, you know, buy shares in Microsoft.
Right.
He wants to get the Snuggie. That's his choice. All right. We need to take a break. 1-800-520-1067. More calls.
Right now, we're talking about with Hot Tub Time Machine in the movie theaters right now. Who hasn't thought about traveling back in time? Where would you go? What would you do and why? That's the question on the table at 1-800-520-1067.
You know how when I was a kid, I used to throw rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner?
Yeah.
Never hit him. I'd go back. I'd
go back because you could do it now.
I'd go back and I'd be ready for him. And then when he came over to my house, I'd wham! Right in the head.
Just to get that off your chest. So you don't
have to worry
about it.
I threw a lot of rocks. Mm-hmm. Never hit him.
All right. Let's try. Let's burn through these. We got a lot of great calls. Nick is on line 8. Let's see what he's got in mind. If he's got the hot tub time machine. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What do you do?
Hey, I would go down to the Grassy Knoll with my video camera and see what really happened with JFK.
Oh, interesting. So you wouldn't try to change anything in history or try to make
videotape it.
You just want to videotape it.
And he's going to stand idly by while a president gets shot. He's going to have some home video.
That's a great point. He's not going to try to stop the assassination. He just wants a good look at who does it, right? Well done, Nick.
Right? Nick will have a poor angle, and he won't see who shot him, and then nothing happens.
Kind of a waste of time, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
Let's try Jay. He's got a money-making idea on line 4. Hey, Jay, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Where are you going in your hot tub time machine?
You got to go back like 20 years. Okay. You do the same, just like Back to the Future rules here. If you go back too far, then it's like butterfly effect. You're going to screw up the whole future. So you go back 20 years, get an almanac, just like they did in Back to the Future 2, just make some money just like this did.
So you're saying, like, go back and bet the stock market or sports teams or something like that?
Yeah, just like sports teams. Yeah. You know, who had the chance to win the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl is
whatever. You'd make off that the first time the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Psycho Mike, when we were talking about this off the air yesterday, he said, forget World War II. I'm going to go back a month and put Duke and Butler in the finals on my NCAA bracket. Imagine the money I could get just on that pick.
Yeah, that would work.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Let's try Ryan. He's on line 6. He's got a pretty good idea, too. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, guys. I'd just beat you up into the punch. I mean, come on, who wants to deal with Hitler when you can be surrounded by gorgeous women and boatloads of money?
You would beat Hugh Hefner to the punch. So you would start Playboy and get the mansion.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on.
Who wants to go hang out with JFK on a grassy knoll when you can be surrounded by big old boobies and boatloads of cash?
I like your idea better. I like your idea better than the last guy, but I don't think just judging by your voice, I don't think you can pull it off.
Yeah, he was a little suaver. Thank you very much for the call. By the way, it's interesting how many people, and I don't know if it's a lack of imagination or what, but how many people are only going back 20, 30, 40 years? I mean, when you could go back to 1776, if you wanted to, or you could go back to any time in
but
history.
Those are hard times. People died of terrible diseases.
That's what Dean wants.
I don't want to go back.
Dean wants to go back to the Black Plague. That's what he wants.
I want to be in the plague.
Probably do.
Alex was saying off the air. She said this only works for white males. If you're a female or a minority,
going back is a bad idea.
In general, is not where you want to go.
She's got a good point.
I mean, pretty much.
But let's remember, okay, yeah, she's right. If you're a black guy, you want to stay within the last like 10,
minority,
15 years. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, let's say you're a Latino, you could hide it and you could pretend you're Greek or something. If you only have 24 hours, why not go back to the Roman Empire? Get involved in an orgy in a vomitorium or something that you just can't pull off in the modern time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm down with that.
These people that are going back to the 1960, it's a little too similar. I say take advantage. Go back to the cowboy days. Get in a duel. Do something cool like that.
I'm a drawing on you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just surprised there aren't more people who are interested in further back. But let's try John. I think maybe he's got a good idea. John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Where are you taking your hot tub time machine?
I'm going to go back to the Civil War, like Gettysburg time,
mm-hmm.
with as much modern war, like modern weaponry as I can carry.
Right.
And I'm going to end the Civil War in 24 hours.
There it is.
Okay.
How about that? And how are you going to do that? You're going to bring Dr. Phil with you or something? He's going to get some guys to sit down and talk or what?
No, I'm going to bring a Gatling gun and mow down as many troops as I can, make them declare their loyalty to me and then take over.
Didn't they have Gatling guns back then?
All right, that's good.
I would opt for something a little better than a Gatling gun.
It does seem like you could improve on
that. Maybe a 50 cal, something like that, where you could actually mow people down.
So I thought John was trying to save the Union by bringing the North and South together. He wants to go down there and basically declare himself king.
He wants to be king.
He wants to win.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good choice.
I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz.
Oh, I'm going to miss Buzz on Dancing with the Stars, aren't you? 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number to get you into the Kevin and Bean Show right now if you want to go to a Gorillaz rehearsal show. You know they're playing the Coachella, Ella, coming up next weekend. And
people hate that, right?
Yeah, seriously.
I can't resist. I can't stop. They're doing a super secret show. You cannot buy tickets for it. You can win your way in right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to be playing Lick Lisa, so call now. Now, there's a little bit of a controversy because Lisa is getting uppity like they do, and she has lately been waving off some of the liquors that we've tried to get. Now, is there some problem today because intern Hung is working, or what's going on here?
I don't know what to say about Hung.
Here's
what I'm going to say. Hung is not licking me. That's what I'm going to say about Hung.
What?
I'm sure he's a very nice young man.
He's standing right next to you.
I know he is, and I've already told him there is no licking here.
Well, since when does a woman get a say in who licks her?
All right, so then we need to change the intro?
He can try.
Really?
Well, but it's not happening.
Who's going to be doing the licking then?
No one.
And Hung standing next to her with his arm up. I'm telling you, you can't do it. If she says no, she's saying no. So...
Look at his face.
I know.
So it's going to... All right, I'll tell you what. In honor of... Since we're giving away Gorillaz tickets, it'll be a virtual lick today. How about that?
Okay. You can lick the air.
I'm like,
all
no.
right. Let's play the game. Hit it, Steve.
Can you lick Lisa?
No, apparently not.
I think you'll find it's hard.
Virtually. Yeah, virtually.
But if you do lick Lisa... Something hot's waiting for you.
What's up today?
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her.
Her entire body and all of her skin, hands and feet, apparently.
Intern Hung is the creepiest intern we've ever had. All right, here we go. Let's just take him in order, starting with Trevor on line one. Let's play Lick Lisa, shall we?
Hey, Trevor.
I'm ready to lick Lisa.
Hi, Trevor.
All right, here's the way the game is played. I'm going to ask a question. Lisa answers first. The answer is a number. You just have to tell us whether you think the actual answer is higher, lower, or right on. If you're right, Lisa does not get licked, or in this case, virtually licked, and you will win your way into the drawing to win tickets to go see Gorillaz. Here we go. Question number one. Indio, California is the home to the totally awesome International Tamale Festival and the obviously weak sauce Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival.
How dare you?
Wait a minute. How many bands are on the entire 3-day Coachella bill this year? How many acts are playing Coachella this year, Lisa May?
300.
Trevor, is that the right answer? Is the right answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Yeah, it is lower, 134, which is still a pretty action-packed weekend of music. Congratulations. You've licked Lisa. You're in the drawing. Hung, don't touch her. All right, who's next?
By the way, I don't know what was said just before we did the game, but Lisa walked over to Hung. What did you say?
I said, here's the thing. You're not looking at me.
Since when does Lisa have standards, by the way? I've seen some of the guys she dates.
Oh, Cynthia, hi.
Hello?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hung, you're free to go. We don't, I mean, we don't really need
sorry,
you in
Hung.
Here. Sorry.
You don't just want him to stand there and weep?
No, he's just looking all creepy.
It was nice that he took off his glasses with no glass in them. Yeah. That was nice.
All right. The Gorillaz, the band you're going to see if you win, actually have an entry in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful virtual band. Speaking of Gorillaz, how tall was King Kong, Lisa May, the eighth wonder of the world?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hang on, Cynthia.
No, don't guess yet.
Let Lisa guess, and then you'll just have to say if she's right or the answer's higher or lower.
I'm going to say 60 feet high.
60 feet high. Cynthia, is that the right answer, or is the real answer higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
Yeah, King Kong's only 25 feet.
Well, yeah. Believe it or not. Of a king.
So, kind
of
wimpy.
Congratulations. You have licked Lisa. Hang on, you're in the drawing.
Why are you still in here?
Dave made him come
Why
back
Why are you
in.
Still in here?
Dave
Go away.
Dave is insisting.
Hey, guys, send in a woman. That's all I'm saying. Send in Miss Cleo. Send in Alex. Don't care who.
Yeah, we want to see some licking, damn it. That's all why right. we do
well,
this game.
He can lick himself.
Who wants to see that? All right, let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Karen, when he's not making solo albums and videos with Andy Samberg, Julian Casablancas is the lead vocalist for The Strokes. Here's your question, Lisa May. Dick Clark has won how many Emmys?
Oh, man. I don't see the connection. Seven.
Seven. Is that the right answer, or is the real answer higher or lower?
Lower?
Yes, he's Correct. Won five Emmys. Congratulations. You've also licked Lisa. Wow. Hung is really getting ripped off because he really get to lick you, and he could have licked you every single question.
All right, let's go to Giselle. Hi, Giselle.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, listen up. Vampire Weekend recorded their EP in a family barn and their Columbia dorm rooms. Speaking of vampires, what is the total worldwide gross for Twilight New Moon?
How much has that movie made in the world?
I'm gonna say 400 million.
I'm gonna say 400 million. Giselle, is that the right answer or is it higher or lower?
Higher.
Yes, 707 million wow. is the worldwide gross for Twilight New Moon. Congratulations. You've also licked Lisa.
Wow, this game is a ripoff.
All right, we got time for one more.
Yeah, we got time for Ponch.
Hello.
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 I hope right, he's Ponch. Not diabetic.
Listen up, Lisa answers first. I don't know if you've heard, but Jay-Z is going to run this town with Kevin's true love, Beyonce. They are also known as Bonnie and Clyde. They married in 2008. Here's your question, Lisa. How much did Jay-Z drop on Beyonce's wedding ring?
Ooh, that's a tough one. How much?
Gosh.
Wedding ring.
$1.5 million.
I don't know how else to stall.
All right,
Ponch. $1.5 million. Is that right, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Yeah, $5 million is what it was.
I thought I was. Oh, Dave.
Dave, stop.
$5 million.
Dave, stop. Dave. Stop.
Right.
That's not okay.
If Dave could stop molesting Lisa.
What's happening?
Pretty much everybody is in the drawing to win tickets to the Super Secret Gorilla Show. Who's going to be going?
Psychobite? I'm sorry?
Giselle.
Giselle, congratulations. You licked Lisa. You got to see the Gorillaz at their secret warm-up show for Coachella.
Cool.
Thanks for playing the game. Sorry, Lisa. Hung it out.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
Come on. Yeah. My favorite new song from Cypress Hill. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Cypress Hill, we cannot say much now, but if you're a fan of the band, please be aware their album is coming out on 420 this year, and you may have plans that day. That's all we can say right now. You may have plans that day. Dr. Drew joins us.
And we may have plans that day. Might not be the same plans. I'm just saying.
420. Dr. Drew joins us in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, it's time for another look at the showbiz beat. Oh, that wacky Tiger Woods has one question left to answer. Is he still the best golfer in the world? He hasn't been doing much practicing lately, but he is going to play the Masters starting today. He's going back to work for reals today. And it's going to be interesting to see how he does and how he continues to be received. His rehabilitation of his image continued yesterday as his first new television commercial hit the air since the scandal broke back in November.
I was very surprised that Nike was doing this. Very, very surprised that they were doing a commercial already.
It was on the Golf Channel yesterday and ESPN, and you can see it online, including at KevinAbean.com if you've not yet seen it. It's a bizarre commercial in that, A, it's not selling anything. B, it's black and white. Tiger doesn't talk at all in it. He just stands there looking like a sex offender staring into the camera.
And the camera is slowly zooming in on his face, and he's just emotionless. And
it's weird.
It's freaky.
It's weird. And the voice on the commercial is that of Tiger's late father, Earl, who obviously this tape is taken from, you know, another conversation that was had, but it has an unusual meaning when you know what's been going on with Tiger. So here's what the spot sounds like.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
That's it. And then it just has the Nike logo.
Is that weird? So that was yesterday's commercial. Now there's a new one just debuting today on the day that he goes back to play golf at the Masters. Let's see what this one's about.
Tiger, I'm more prone to be inquisitive. That being said, what does Rachel Uchitel look like naked?
Wait a minute.
She shaved?
What?
Seriously. Hook it up with the pictures. Your mom is not giving up the poontang. Granted, I'm dead and all, but hook daddy up. Ugh. And finally, I'm very proud of you. That's an impressive stable of hoes.
Wow, that's a different direction. I'm surprised that they went.
Well, I call so much attention to the infidelity. I don't know what's going to happen, but all right.
Poor Sophie Monk.
Oh, what's going on with Sophie? Oh, I love her.
She's so hot. And the British.
What's her show? Is she One Tree Hill? Is that her?
That's
Gossip
Sophia,
Girl?
That's Sophia Bush, right?
Which one is Sophie Monk? Where
Sophie
do we know?
Sophie Monk is an Australian model who tries to act and sucks, but is ridiculously hot and loves
and
to
so
wear
they
loves to
her.
Wear almost impossibly revealing bathing suits all the time.
So the London Sun reports that her boobs are too big, and it's distracting.
Too big for what?
For her? I guess for her body.
For her body?
I don't know. Does that category
exist?
That's
rarely a complaint.
I mean, really? Her boobs are not too big.
Huh.
What are you going to do?
I think they mean to buy clothes, right?
No.
Because if she's a size zero and has double D's.
They're buying clothes?
No.
No. They say her assets up front are just too big and their size is downright annoying.
Well, that's wrong.
Annoying. Well, clearly a woman.
What do you
like
have
that?
To do?
Yeah, they're wrong. Speaking of enormous boobs, you know, we've been talking about how every movie in the world is coming out in 3D now. That's A, it's a marketing ploy, and B, the movie companies make more money because they can charge more money for the tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Piranha 3D is coming out, and it stars British model Kelly Brooks, and I know you're a fan of her, Psycho
Mike. Another super hot girl.
There's a scene in the movie of her in a wet t-shirt, and it looks like her boobs are coming right off the screen because it is, in fact, shot in 3D.
All right.
She said she was, you know, a little embarrassed that they were highlighting her boobs so much in the 3D, but, I mean, clearly that's why they hired her is because, you know, people want to see that. So this could be bigger than Avatar if you've seen Kelly Brooks. How do you not go see that in 3D? And speaking of hot chicks, by the way, this one just for you also, Mike. Tiffany, formerly Tiffany Amber, but Tiffany Thiessen, doing an interview with Us Weekly magazine, she says that she's pregnant now or just had a baby. I don't know which. But she says that her diet has taken a hit. And here's her quote. I was a vegetarian for so many years, and now I am craving meat. That's what Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, my God.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
So I just wanted to share that with you so you could do with that as you will. But, noted. Noted.
Lindsay Lohan probably will not be the flower girl at her daddy's next wedding. Michael Lohan announced his engagement to Kate Major. And Lindsay said that the news makes her want to vomit. She told Us Weekly that.
Well, I don't think Kate is much older than Lindsay.
Yeah.
By what, a year or two?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Probably, yeah. It is kind of creepy, but do you want to, I mean, These two, won't they stop talking about each other in public? Mm. Like, even if she thinks it makes her want to vomit, does she say it to us weekly?
Yes. Yes, she does.
All right. Okay.
I'm here. And here's another athlete in trouble. Former New York Giants running back Tiki Barber, who's very popular. He's got that million-watt smile. He's been a correspondent on the Today Show since he left football. Well, he just turned 35 years old yesterday and has announced that he is leaving his pregnant wife for Tracy Lynn Johnson, a former intern he met at NBC, who is 23. He and his wife, by the way, Tiki and Ginny, have been married for 11 years. They have two sons, age 6 and 7 years old, and she is currently pregnant with twins, and he is leaving her for a 23-year-old intern.
Oh, my God.
Getting a divorce, leaving her for an intern, so she'll have four kids to raise without Tiki. So I don't know whether you know, she just switches over to his twin brother and takes care of it that way, or what she does to keep her life together, but that is that's no good.
That guy's always annoyed me. Am I the only one?
No. He's always bitch-made. I hate him. He's bitch made.
He always annoys me.
He doesn't actually say anything or do anything that you can point to and say that guy's a tool, but there is something kind of creepy about him. I don't know what it is.
I think part of it is that he knows that he's got a great smile, so he over-smiles all the time.
Yeah.
Just way too much. I don't know. It just he drives me crazy.
And I think you expect a certain something out of your football heroes to be tough and guys that you think are kind of rough around the edges.
Yeah, he's a little fae.
And he's played it up. He doesn't hide from it. He's played up the fact that he loves to dress up in suits and smile.
And today's celebrity birthdays, Richard Hatch, the first winner of the first Survivor, turns 49 years old today. Remember how shocking it was to see him walking around naked on your TV when Survivor season was
out? It wasn't pretty.
It was not.
We were like, what's up with this guy? And then, of course, I'll never forget Richard Hatch when he won $1 million winning Survivor on TV and then neglected to pay taxes on it and found himself in prison thanks to the IRS audit that followed.
Yeah, dumbass.
Couldn't have been a more high-profile money to win and then to not pay taxes on it. Battlestar Galactica and 24's Katie Sackhoff turns 30 today. Actress Robin Wright Penn, maybe best known for Forrest Gump, but she's been in The Princess Bride and a million other movies. She's a tremendous actress, is 44. Patricia Arquette turns 42 today. How about John Schneider from Smallville is 50. Sports babe Lisa Guerrero turns 46. Biz Markie, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
46 years old today. Remember his song from 1990? It went a little something like this.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Wow.
But you say he's just a friend.
You know what?
But you say he just a friend.
That sounds like Tracy Morgan rapping.
Doesn't
it? Got
what I need.
That was a big, top 10 hit.
Yeah, how about
from Biz Markie?
Why not drop that into a key he can hit? That was a terrible, terrible song.
And you see him on boxing on HBO. He's done a ton of sports. Jim Lampley is 61 today.
Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang, bang, bang.
That's how he's celebrating his birthday, and that is the Showbiz Beat. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Comedian Jay Moore joins us in minutes. I'm having lunch yesterday with a friend of mine, Kevin, that I hadn't seen in a long time. His 17-year-old daughter was along for lunch.
Right.
And she could not have been more bored about the grown-ups having a conversation.
Sure.
Until she heard the magic words, Dr. Drew. And then, I swear to God, she shrieked like I've never heard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know Dr. Drew. Oh, my God. I love him so much. He's so dreamy. I can't wait. Oh, my God. I love him. And I'm thinking, that must be what this dude's life is like everywhere he goes, right?
Drew, is that your life?
I'm not aware of it, if it is.
Liar!
God bless you.
Dr. Drew, come on. You know how hunky you are. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good,
we love the Sober House, and we are going to talk about that in a minute. But first, we have a question out of the news that we're dying to ask you. I'm sure you've been following this investigation following Corey Haim's death. And it came out yesterday that he had been doing some doctor shopping in the weeks before he died. And he was able to obtain 195 tablets of Valium, 194 tablets of Soma, 149 Vicodins, and 15 Xanaxes. How did he do it?
It made it sound like it was all in the same day.
You know what?
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. Listen, I had one patient, actually more than one, but a few patients that were able to maintain a habit of 100 Vicodin tablets a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so if you know where to go, who is sort of loose with their prescribing pads, and what to say, you can get stuff. And that's the problem. I mean,
but that's more than just loose. I mean, isn't that a ridiculous amount of pills?
But if he went to five doctors and to each one said, you know, I was playing football yesterday and I blew my back out. I've got disc disease. I know you don't know me, doc. I'm a new patient to you, but I've got this horrible disc problem. Once every 3 years, I can't get out of bed, and I just was barely able to get out here today. But if I could just get me through this week, I'll be fine. I usually take Vicodin, Xanax, Soma, but just for a couple days.
Okay, but how does he not give him then 30?
That's what he probably gave him, and then he went on to the next
doctor. Oh,
right.
I see.
But there's no sort of network of either pharmacies or doctors that keeps track of what a patient gets?
That, guys, is the big problem, is that there needs to be a more coordinated system, and there isn't anything like that, unfortunately.
Because these doctors couldn't keep doing what they're doing if that system existed.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. It's so complicated. I really don't want to bore your morning listeners with this, but, you know, there are forces out there to urge doctors to use more pain medication. There are some states, if you don't treat pain, doctors are actually in criminal problems. So, you know, if a patient comes back and says, you know, I was in horrible pain, this doctor didn't give me anything, you could really have a criminal action against you for that. So
it's very complicated. I've had a lot of back trouble for about 11 years, and you go to a doctor and you tell them, I don't want Vicodin or any kind of thing. They'll still try to give it to you.
Well, Kevin, especially when you go to pain doctors.
Yeah,
pain management doctors are just so wedded to opiates.
Because they can't do anything else, right?
That's right, and they want to help on some level, but unfortunately what most doctors aren't aware of is that ultimately, even if you did have back pain, opiates and opioids make back pain worse. And so that you can't possibly ever have the pain resolved if you don't get off the opiates.
Right, right. This is the voice of Dr. Drew Pinsky, of course, on the Kevin and Bean Show, the host of the nationally syndicated Loveline Show, and also Sober House on VH1. You tipped us off last week, Doc, that we were going to see a Tom Sizemore meltdown like nothing we've ever seen before, and you were right.
Oh, my God.
Riveting.
I know. That night I was doing Loveline, and I got a call after call after call from Jennifer Jimenez, you know, that there was something going on in the unit. And I said, you know, something's not right. I got to get over there and see what's going on. So I left Loveline. Then I got a call, people telling me, no, everything's fine. I said, no, I'm coming over there. and I drove in the driveway just in time, literally, guys, to see cameramen and sound engineers jumping off the balcony. And I hearing this bellowing, and I walked into exactly what you guys saw there.
I have a clip. This is Tom Sizemore and Mike, what's his last name?
Star.
Mike Star.
And they're face to face, and it was unbelievable.
You! Get you like it?
I love you, Tom.
I'm tired of it! And I won't sit idly by and listen to this no more!
No way, I'm your friend, man.
You ain't my friend. You're a punk.
I am.
Bitch has been washed up punk from Seattle. Someone got up on my face like that, I'd be fighting them. I'd take the beating!
All right, come on. Come on, man.
Fight then, Tom.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Wait, get out. Get out the way.
Tom!
To be continued. How dare you? To be continued!
Oh, yeah. And then I just, that's where I walked in, right there in the middle of that. And wait till you see the aftermath.
You start busting some heads, I hope, Drew.
Drew pulled his shirt off. He's like, break it up!
Is this Sober House or Celebrity Boxing we're listening to?
And then Drew choked them both out.
Yeah, thanks to Kathy, when I met a friend of his named Rudy. I'm going to call that guy.
Drew... this is going to be a very difficult question for you to answer. I know that you've seen it all. You've been in practice forever. But how do you stay so calm when you have so much so many explosions going off around you with your patients that are really at wit's end? I mean, how is it you're able to keep it together the way you do?
That one was a challenging moment. But
That's it, a challenging moment.
Yeah,
that would have killed me. For you, it's just a little stressful.
But I mean, you have experience with this. You know, you're trained to deal with it. It's like, how could you be an ultimate fighter or something and tolerate that or know what to do? You just kind of, you have experience, you have training, it falls back on you.
I won't ask you to comment on Tom Sizemore specifically because I know he's a patient, but in general, there have to be times, doctor, that you give up on a patient. They are not going to ever get sober and there's nothing you can do.
Funny you would say that.
Or they're bad for the group.
Well, that's a different issue. That's not giving up. But the guy I gave up on, he sort of very, very systematically was shifty.
Yeah.
And if you saw that scene we had at the restaurant, that nighttime meeting we had, I didn't want to treat him. I told him, look, I'm part of the problem here. And, you know, I just keep patching him back up so he can go out and use again.
So basically he'd go out and use, and then he'd come back and you'd fix him, and then he'd go out and use.
That's right. That's when I don't not give up so much as I have to recuse myself. And he convinced me not to give up on him, and God darn it, he was on Loveline last night, and he's fantastic.
Wow. That's great news. And I'm sure you were as surprised as anybody to see him doing as well as he is.
Well, I unfortunately, AM's death had a huge impact on him, too. And,
right.
I think, you know, we lost one, but we're going to save another here.
Well, you guys ought to be checking out Loveline every night. At K-Rock, our flagship station in Los Angeles, it airs at midnight Monday through Thursday and then 10 p.m. on Sunday. And you get great guests on that show, including George Clinton last night, which must have been fascinating, by the way.
Yeah, he's bringing the funk.
He's bringing the funk. And Sober House airs Thursday nights at 10 on VH1. Dr. Drew, you're the best, man. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very funny comedian, Mr. Jay Moore, everyone. What the heck is algebra? You never need that. They say you're going to need this for the rest of your life. The lion. Algebra. That sounds like the name of some white trash kid in Fontana lives in a trailer park. Algebra. Mother comes out with rollers in her hair. Algebra!
I'll do Christopher Walken later. But first, I want to talk about Tracy Morgan.
I am so sick of people making fun of Sarah Jessica Parker. If your friend was married to Sarah Jessica Parker and he was coming to your house for your fantasy football draft, the first words out of your mouth would be, is Sarah coming?
Jay Moore's gay.
I kissed everyone, because that's a big thing when you come on The View.
Jay Moore's gay.
Look, it was a thrill to have all of the great comedians on stage with us Saturday night for the April Foolishness concert, and I certainly don't want to declare a winner and take anything away from anybody else, but Jay Moore pretty much killed it. Let's be honest. Jay Moore pretty much runs this town.
I had never seen you on stage before.
You never saw my stand-up, Lacey and Cold Jam?
So funny. It was awesome.
Bean, are you saying I was the best comic at April Foolishness?
I don't want to say
why
that.
Not? Why don't you want to say
well,
it?
Well, because
Rogan
it was
great, too. They're all your friends.
Rogan was great, too.
It's a matter of opinion. It's apples and oranges. Look, I think Bad Brains' Eye Against Eye is a top 10 album of all time. There's other people that listen to it, and they can't differentiate it from Cinderella and Poison.
Well, those people are bad.
Right.
I'm going to also tell you that Bill Burr blew the room away because I think a lot of people didn't really know Mr. Burr very well, and he was phenomenal. What a great set that was! I mean, everybody.
Would you say
it
Bill Burr was
Saturday
better
night.
Than Jay?
Oh dear!
I don't want to. I don't want to rank. I really just. I'm grateful to everybody that appeared.
Just say the words. Say the damn words.
Jay
He's
going to
be okay.
I
thought I tell early right there.
Jay was the best.
I thought you were amazing, Jay, and you. You
why does Kevin have? Why is Kevin okay to go? In my opinion, Jay
I'm
is
sitting
the best.
Here. I'm here with you.
And then, but
he, Bean.
You know, Bean should have more stones because he's far away.
That's right, Bean.
And I'll tell
By
you
the way,
something
Bean,
else.
What the
yes,
viewers
sir.
Have no idea about you, Bean is 5'2".
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize
I was
that.
Stunned. We took pictures of me and his hand around my ass. He was so tiny.
He was a midget.
It was weird to see you in person. It's always weird whenever I see anybody in person, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah, because you.
Have on the island
issues, and you're a you have a problem.
Yeah, he has a big problem.
Many
you
problems.
Live on an island with a moat and like a dragon around your house.
Mm-hmm.
That is accurate. And let me tell you something else about Jay. And perhaps I shouldn't spill the beans on this, but we were getting a little bit worried about you, Jay, because you're such a homebody now. We were worried that you were losing that edge, but you haven't.
You haven't.
I've never been better. Stand up wise and compassion wise.
I told you when I saw you on that Saturday night. I told you, oh dude, what's going on? Because we had you as the closer.
Yeah, I'm
and you said I want to go first.
No,
like,
I wanted to go early. I don't want to. I don't want to close.
Why?
Because I want to go home and go to bed.
That's why we were worried.
That's what made us nervous.
But we thought putting you as the closer. That is to us. That's a compliment, meaning you're going to be the best of the night.
Yeah, but I didn't want. It's not that kind of act. Like Rogan's the perfect closer because he's super, super energy. He's very aggressive.
He broke his hand, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he broke his hand. He hit the stool.
He was like bleeding through the second
finger.
Half of his.
Now he's on a plane to Dubai or something.
Yes, he is actually. Yes, he is.
Him and Eddie Bravo. That's the interesting first class. How'd you like to be the terrorist that tries to take freaking Rogan's plane?
Oh, great point.
There's two guys in my life that I've met. One's name is Kevin Chapman, who's on the Brotherhood, old buddy of mine, Chappie. The other guy is Joe Rogan. Those are the only two human beings in my life where if I had a baseball bat and I had the first shot, I would lay the bat down and walk in the other direction.
Yeah, me too.
You cannot teach rage.
No.
You cannot teach what happened to you as a child. Blink off a Louisville Slugger and go, "Not all you got!"
You're right about that.
And they're both Southie Boston boys.
In 2010, by the way, what about this asshat yesterday, this diplomat yesterday, who decided to A, try to smoke in a laboratory restroom on a plane, okay, and then B, make a joke about a bomb when he's coming out of the restroom, sending the entire country into a panic? What about that guy?
Well, since I never reached my news desk, so I have no idea what you're talking about, so it wasn't that big of a deal, apparently. But what ambassador was he? From where?
He was from Qatar. He was a diplomat in Washington in Qatar. So he has diplomatic immunity.
Right.
So nothing will happen to him.
So he's an Arab guy.
He was. He's got
a waka waka.
And he tried
to Fozzie the Bear all of a sudden. He came out of the bathroom with his robe and that big polka dot bow tie like Fozzie Bear. Hey, I got a bomb. Waka waka.
Well, I don't know that's how it happened, but you're lucky you didn't hear about it.
That's how it would happen.
Yeah. Because originally the reports all came out that it was another shoe bomber. That's what everybody was afraid of. It turned out it was just a dude trying to get a smoke is all he was trying to do.
I like the guy from the Cleveland Browns, Sean Rogers, who got arrested at the airport with a loaded 45 Magnum, one in the chamber, and he pled not guilty. That's like the whitest move I've ever heard in my life. That is a straight, Bernie Madoff, white-collar, balls-out move. I did not. No, we found a gun in your luggage.
Right.
It was loaded. That's why you were arrested.
Don't they have all the proof, though?
Like Richard Pryor. Wasn't me?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me?
That is the voice of the great Jay Moore. He is not pimping out stand-up comedy today. Jay is here because he has another book in stores soon. It's available for pre-order right now at Amazon.com, and it's called Jay Moore, No Wonder My Parents Drank.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I'll bet it is.
If you do say so yourself.
No, I it's very funny and it's kind of tender and sensitive too. It's that guy. You know what? It's the guy that rocked out April Foolishness combined with the guy that needs to go home and be under the blankets at 9:30.
All right.
I was going to write a parenthood book about being a father, like the Paul Reiser, Bill Cosby, this is easy money. Let's just go and make jokes.
Right.
And then I realized my act was about. A lot of my act in the clubs is about how kids are, they're like mental patients. It's like having homeless people in your house, except you give them all your money and you let them climb on you. And they're horrible. They're horrible people that run your life and they live in your house. And it's the same as homeless people. And by the way, I want you to go to Amazon and pre-order the book. And I know it's at 45,000 right now. I didn't know there was that many
pre-orders?
No, that's what rank it is.
Oh,
so I'd like to get in the top 1,000. I'd like to see how the power. You know, I didn't get paid for April Foolishness.
Right,
we
you
do
did,
it
you
out of the love
it.
Of
that's
it.
That's right. You donated.
So
all
what
the
I
money
would
to
like to do is for the people that enjoyed it. There's 6,000 people there.
Uh huh.
So if 10% of the people, if 600 people pre-order this book, that will propel me into 1,000. Amazon.com. Okay. No wonder my parents drank. I was at the promenade with my son, and there was a guy dressed as a clown doing balloon animals.
Right.
This one, he was like 4, and I go, "Jackie, look. Look at that guy over there. There's a clown. You know, it's a kid. Like, there's a clown."
Right.
Right, you want
and
to
my
excited.
Son looks at the guy, and he looks back at me and goes, "That's just the guy dressed as a clown." And I was like, as opposed to what? Like a vaginal clown birth in a clown hospital, and the placenta's like a pie. It hits the clown doctor in the face. The nurses spray the mom with salt. Then 40 more clowns pop out of the clown vagina. You've never heard clown vagina in the sentence.
No, that's true. That's, but I like it.
You're welcome.
I like it. Do you get the idea that your son is already smarter than you? Because I get
no,
that
he's not at all.
Not.
He's okay. No, he's a sensitive
he will
guy.
Be soon.
I'm coaching his little league team, and they're all gay.
How do you? I was just gonna say, how do
they're
you do
all,
that?
It's like a field right. of fruits. I've never seen anything like it.
We need to take a break.
Pre-order the Jay, book. Amazon.com. No wonder my parents drank. Let's see the Kevin and Bean
all
audience
right.
rally.
Okay. And by the way, it's $25 when it comes out. Pre-order on Amazon, only $16.50.
Oh.
Come
you
on now.
$10 so, pre-ordering this book on Amazon.com.
That's a good
you're
deal.
Saving money. All right. You're not allowed to listen to the next segment with Jay Moore unless you go to Amazon.com and pre-order it right now.
Ooh,
and we'll talk to him
Peter.
When we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:39.
Hey now. All right. We're going to have to break you kids up because Mike and Jay Moore are falling very, very deeply in love here today.
Oh, they've been in love for a long
time.
We've
always been in love. That's my girl. That's my boo forever. That's my boo forever, Mike. They call him Psycho Mike. You get Mike between the sheets, you can get his abs pregnant. That's the real situation.
By the way, I saw too much of Jay Moore's belly on Saturday night at April Fool's when he was doing the Tracy Morgan
impression. Psycho Mike is the real situation. The situation stole Psycho Mike.
Somebody Somebody yelled in the crowd on Saturday night.
Yeah.
They yelled, I think it was Walking, and you said, I'm going to do it. I'll get to it. I know where I am or something.
Yeah, you
like.
Got to do Walking.
Is that the biggest request that you get?
It's being replaced by Tracy now. But I'm getting a lot of Ina from the Food Network requests.
Really?
I'm sorry?
Ina Gardner?
I don't know who that is.
Just don't tell Jeffrey.
That's totally...
Look at this. You make a chicken and a man shows up. How bad could that be?
That's
wow.
Totally
I need to not see that show.
She's a barefoot contestant.
I know most people don't find it as much in demand, but I think your Forrest Whitaker is one of your best impersonations.
I appreciate your compliment.
That's pretty good. That's pretty darn good.
Here's Chris Tucker.
Beep, beep. Clang, clang. Baby, man. The Touch of Black Man's Radio.
Amazon.com. No wonder my parents drank. Yeah,
Jay,
you got to order the book. My favorite book is Scruples.
Where were you in pre-orders when you sat down minutes
44,000.
Okay, I got great news for you.
41,000.
You're at 48,000 right now. 48,596 right now.
Yeah, we're going to order the book. Amazon.com.
Wait, he lost?
Wow.
Yeah, he went down?
Other books went up. He may have increased, but there could have been a bunch of books ahead of him.
Damn Chelsea Handler.
I don't know what's going on here. So when did you know early on you were going to write a book about a kid and kind of have just been paying attention since the kid was born? Or is it something that just came to you recently? Hey, there's a lot of material here.
I converted to Catholicism about 3 years ago, and my priest is 30, Father Tim. Excuse me. And he surfs, and he's like he's like Spicoli.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he had a girlfriend. He went to college. Like, he did his things, you know, so he's not like a guy that was chased his whole life. He went out and partied and came out the other end.
Right.
And you're reserving judgment. I appreciate that. Yeah. I visibly see you reserving judgment, and it's appreciated.
Go ahead.
But it wouldn't bother me.
It was
I don't
the other
care.
End. I think his mind.
Of course.
And so I was going to write a book about chronicling my conversion to Catholicism and the classes you got to take and how this is crazy.
Now, what were you before? You were nothing or you were a different religion?
I was raised baptized Presbyterian.
Okay,
same.
Presbyterian. Okay.
So, and I was going to call it A Priest and a Comic Walk into a Bar because we will go out, like me and him will go out to lunch and stuff, and it's like walking down the street with a rock star. Like, I'm no longer famous when I'm with Father Tim. People
really?
Honk their horns on like Wilshire and go,
Father Tim!
And then we're in like, you know, Wahoo's Fish Tacos, and like these gorgeous girls are coming out of spin classes and they're like, hi, Father Tim! And they're like, they're like drunk at noon holding Coronas, like, Father Tim! And in the parish, all the girls call him Father What a Waste. Because he's a real handsome blonde surfer guy. And
but are there also teenage boys who are weeping when he
walks
by?
I'm not answering that question.
No, I didn't.
It had to be asked.
Because Presbyterians never punch their kids in the face, ever. Every other religion has no problems. You know, if you're Jewish, you're not allowed to speak in temple unless your father or your husband give you permission. If you're a woman,
awesome.
Is that true?
That's good policy.
Yeah, so let's break out. Let's do all religions.
Don't get so defensive.
If you
dude.
Touch a woman on her period, according to the Talmud, you have to have your testicles crushed in public.
And that seems fair as well. Hey, listen. So the book was
so
gonna
I'm going to write a book about that. And then when I sent samples to my book agent, there was a part about my son and I going, like me introducing my son into the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a funny story about like, if you want to impress a 5-year-old, tell him it's actual holy water.
Right.
And like him like crossing himself maniacally, the lighting of the candles, the praying. And he got like totally into it. And then I had to explain to him after Mass, because he didn't know what rebuke meant and what, like, Jesus touched an evil spirit. I go, okay, Jesus has the force. And the other guy was on the dark side.
Good.
Jesus flipped him back into the Federation using the force. And my son was like, why didn't you say so? Because during Mass, he's like, what's rebuke mean? I'm like, sure, we're new. So that sample chapter, my literary agent said, this I can sell today. So you need to write this, you and your little partner in crime. Like, that's a guy dressed as a clown. my son asking me, like, Daddy, what are my balls for? Like, and naked, getting into the tub, so it's super uncomfortable. And I go, you know, they're actually called, I'm stalling. I go, you know, they're actually called testicles. So he goes, okay, what are my testicle balls used for? Why do I have testicle balls? And I go, they help make babies. And he goes, but how? Like, I know my lungs help me breathe and my heart pumps blood. But what are testicle balls? And I go, well, you know, like, you know, Daddy grows a beard and his hair on his chest, like testicle ball. And now I'm saying testicle balls, too. But I'm just trying to stall him until, like, he gets out of it.
Right. And you want to distract him away from the
question.
And
then finally he goes, oh, okay. And he gets in the tub and, like, starts playing with his, like, you know, SpongeBob raft. But when I was a kid, there's a whole thing about the birds and the bees in the book. Amazon, come on, Amazon.com, pre-order it. Let's see this. Let's be a community here and get
no
this together.
No wonder my parents drank. Jay did the show last Saturday night for free.
My mother told me all about the birds and the bees when I was 8, and I know because we were on the cover on the corner of Pompton Avenue and Bloomfield Avenue in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. It was because
you're outside someplace.
We were in the car, and it scared the hell out of me. And I already knew.
Okay.
Oh. Did you have to dump that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just out of safety.
So how do I say that?
You don't.
You don't.
It involved urinating.
Yes.
In
the wrong place.
In the wrong area to begin with. Okay. That's how we thought you had babies. So I already knew how to make babies, and then she was telling me the alternate way to have babies. So my mind was a little blown.
Yeah.
My wife, on the other hand, at 4 years old, asked her mother how her baby's made, and Terry Cox told Nikki Cox how... You know, this goes in here. And
at 4 years old?
At 4 years old. And my wife, after the full explanation, said, does it feel good?
Ooh. That's a good question.
I married a great woman.
You married the right woman,
and
absolutely.
And then she goes, wow. yeah, it does. It can. You know, and then she goes, well, do you sit on daddy's lap? And then she, like, wouldn't stop.
Right.
So I think each parent gets in that. You get, you know, you can get lucky like me where testicle balls get, it got bored for my son.
Right.
Boring. And then I thought that horrible thing, and then I had a mom, like, pull over the car and explain to me in great detail, and I was like, whoa. I already know how babies are made, mommy, please. And then you get girls.
After you married Nikki, did she call her mom and say, I thought you said it felt good?
You son of a bitch.
All right, Amazon.com pre-order. That's why we're here today. No wonder my parents drank, or just do a search for Jay Mohr, M-O-H-R, in Amazon. Come on, let's get this into at least the top 40,000 before Jay leaves. We'll take a break when we return with more right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Star of The Office and the star of the new film called Date Night Steve Carell joins us next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jay Mohr, do you know Steve Carell?
I've never met Steve Carell, but man, damn, do I think he's funny.
Well, you can hang around and talk to him with us coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, we're pimping copies of funny man Jay Mohr's new book. It's not out yet. It hits stores May 11th, but you can pre-order it and save $10 if you buy it right now. No wonder my parents drank. Tales from a Stand-Up Dad. Jay Mohr is the author. Go to Amazon.com. and buy it right now.
It's good that way, too, because you don't have to leave your house and go to the bookstore. They deliver it to you.
Yeah, on the day it comes out, that's the best.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
We were talking off-air just briefly. The new Tiger Woods Nike ad hit television yesterday. It's on the Golf Channel and ESPN. Jay, you have not yet seen it, right?
I have not, sir.
Okay.
Tiny Bean.
He is trying to rehabilitate his image. He is back to work today. Today is day one of the Masters, golf that counts. He released a new ad yesterday. It's a Nike commercial, but it's not really selling anything other than, aren't I creepy in black and white staring at the camera with my dead father's voiceover? Here's what Earl says to his son in the new commercial.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Where was that audio taken?
That's it. We don't know. Obviously, it was from some other interview.
Is it a video of him?
It's the camera just slowly moving in on Tiger's face. Nothing. It's bizarre.
It's very creepy, and it's also ironic that he wants his son to be inquisitive, and boy, was he. Where are the white women at? You think he mixed one sister into the mix?
Yeah, you're right.
You actually look at the mix. That's true.
That's true.
And they're all just a bunch of sixes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't.
He could have done better.
The Perkins waitress, she really screwed up the bell curve for everybody.
he definitely had a type. There's no question about
that.
Yeah,
he's a piece of garbage. And by the way, Jesse James's type. It's like you make love to her and read the funnies. She's a real looker, Jesse James. And poor Sandy Bullock won an Oscar. She's on the cover of All the Rags, and she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
She was faithful and tried to adopt his kids legally. This guy goes out and's got to stick it in like Eva Braun Jr. And now all of a sudden, Sandra Bullock is now like a tabloid fodder. She just won the Oscar. Like, how about we celebrate this for a moment?
She didn't get a second to celebrate.
Not one. And why did the news break the day after the Oscars?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was
awful.
Did you know? I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but the camera all night during the Oscars was on her and was really cutting him out.
And she was
really
a sourpuss all night, too. Yep.
So it must have something must have happened before.
She should not have won the Oscar, by the way.
I wasn't
the
really?
Best woman actress always goes to somebody who does their job well. And that's not what the Oscar's about. Like Reese Witherspoon for I Walk the Line, she was just played his wife. She beat Felicity Huffman in Transamerica. That was incredible.
Who should have won this year?
Difficult
who
role.
Was it? I forget now.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Meryl Streep. Julia Childs. Meryl Streep, 18 nominate. At this point, if I'm Meryl Streep, I don't even go to the Oscar. I go send Mike. Sit in my seat and go up there and go do the old Joe Pesci. Remember when Joe Pesci got his Oscar for Goodfellas? He said, "It's a pleasure, thanks." And he walked off the stage.
That's awesome.
And now he just sits at home counting his gone fishing money.
Before we take Josh's call, a man who did just pre-order your book on Amazon, by the way.
Josh, come back? I'm sorry, Bean, but real quick. Why don't you pre-order my book on Amazon.com, and then when it comes out, when I come back to L.A., we could do something where I come in studio, and I can autograph copies for fans.
Fantastic.
Sure, that'd be great. But here's my question to you. You're a big-time celebrity TV star, Gary Unmarried.
I am as big a celebrity as it gets.
That's
right. And you've got fans all over the country.
Just wait to see if I have a job next year.
Have you ever been the kind of guy to be tempted like Tiger was on the road?
Since I've been married to Nick, no, I don't even really notice, really.
Is that tough to do?
No, because it's not.
We've often said, Kevin's theory has always been that most men are as faithful as their options. Young, like good-looking, funny, rich guy like you, you know?
Yeah, well, if I go to a club and my wife's back at the hotel and there's like a sexy waitress or something that comes in, I'll say to like my opening act, like, "That's a sexy girl, man." And then, but it's kind of like when you see a beautiful car go down the street, you go, "Look at the rims on that." I don't run into the middle of the street and start pumping on it. I just go, and I'll say to my wife, I'll say, like, "She's really pretty, right?" Like, I'll ask my wife's opinion. But no, it's not a thing with me. My first marriage, I was a disgusting person, so I was all over the ice.
But now you got it right.
Yeah, but
you were taking penalty minutes all over the place?
Yeah, I don't get tempted because, I don't know, my brain's different now, I guess. It's just, I don't know, there's no one.
You're all grown up.
And there's no one out there prettier than my wife, to me, and no one's.
Well, let's not get crazy. Well, they keep making new ones every day, Jay.
Sarah,
I'm just saying.
Parker.
All right, Josh is on the phone calling the Kevin and Bean Show on line 2. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I got the book, and you killed it at April Fool's. That story.
Yeah, you know
Morgan.
You love her, Josh. Josh is my uncle.
The two times you've been the highest in your life was so awesome. Both.
Yeah, those are good stories. Lightning bolt. Me and Josh got higher in the 60 going out to Palmdale. It's my main man, Josh. I know you're driving your Chevy Celebrity.
And our other favorite thing, anytime you do Eddie Vedder, it kills us because
appreciate it. Because
one of the things we said to Jay before, please do Eddie Vedder, please. You've got to.
Hey, Josh, where are you right now? In your car?
I'm right here.
Right, are you in your car?
No, I'm actually at work right now.
At work.
Where do you work? Can I give it a shout out as Tracy?
I work at Murray Company. Yeah, you can go ahead and shout it out.
Yeah, you know Murray Company. I go there for all my Murray needs. Whenever I need a Murray. Yeah, you know Josh is my main man. He got a big girl in a doo-doo pamper.
I should be working right now, but I hope I don't get in trouble.
You ain't going to get in trouble. I'll come down there and thump. Get some medieval mode. You go down there and thump. I can't curse.
Thank you for self-editing.
I'll go doo-doo pamper. Vomit all on myself. Say, "Yo, I'm with Josh. Pre-order, no wonder my parents drank. How about when you watch Tracy on 30 Rock? I'm such a terrible actor that all of my line and dialogue has been read out for me phonetically. Because this is how Tracy really is all the time. But then when you get him on the set of 30 Rock, he goes, but you don't understand, Mike. This is my new friend.
You know, you're on to something. Thanks, if Sean. Everyone who pre-orders the book
has
three
Josh.
Minutes of personal stand-up from Jay Moore.
Right.
Josh. By the way, the power of the Kevin and Bean Show, if there was ever any doubt before, it was where when you stepped in this morning, Jay?
Just now it's 48,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, 55,000 right now.
55,000. Now wait. Now, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait,
let me ask you.
Continues to go
again.
Backwards.
You're saying it's in 55,000th place?
That's correct, yes.
How could that?
It doesn't seem possible. I the numbers have got to be hinky on that. There's no
Why
way
you
it's
pull
gone
it up
down.
Right here? Maybe it's your server.
It could be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it can't have.
Are you sure it's not like the total number of pre-orders or something?
No, they'll never release that.
They don't.
Yeah. You can't see, have slipped 10,000 in 30 minutes. There's no. It's not possible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can because somebody has maniacally ordered Sarah Silverman's book instead about pee.
Well, you're at 55,110 right now, so I'm feeling pretty good
right,
about that.
Mr. Specific.
You might want to step out. Maybe that would help. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're bringing you down like an anchor.
I'm going to go on Kukuya mañana.
stick around and sell one to Steve Carell when we come back and talk to him.
Is he in studio?
No, we're talking on the phone. About coming up.
He's on the phone.
It's interesting.
All right, today's celebrity birthday, Survivor winner Richard Hatch turns 49 today. I saw way too much of him being naked on that show when it was on. Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica and The 24 turns 30 years old today. The great actress Robin Wright Penn is 44. Biz Markie, ladies and gentlemen. I know Tracy Morgan loves Biz Markie.
Worst singer ever, right?
You got what I need.
Also, actor and singer John Schneider from Smallville turns 50 today.
Wait,
and Kevin
Dukes of Hazzard, John Schneider?
Yeah, yes. Same guy.
Don't say Smallville. That's Dukes of Hazzard. That's Bo Duke, man.
He's been at Smallville for the past 10 years, though. That's how people know him now, Jay.
Okay, sure.
Izzy Stradlin, ex Guns N' Roses, is 48. And Kevin, how about your buddy Jim Lampley turning 61
Love.
Today?
Did you see the fight, the Pacquiao fight, when he started yelling bang, bang, bang?
Bang, bang. There is no doubt in my mind, Jim Lampley. The weird thing about Jim Lampley is that he talks like this all the time.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang.
Like he's
bang.
In the ring.
Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang.
Come on.
Well, Jim, here's a man in Manny Pacquiao who's from the Philippines. Jim, I like when they go to Harold Letterman and he does his scorecard. It always sounds like he's on the Ho Chi Minh Trail in 1969.
Oh, okay, Jim. I got every round going to Pacquiao. Get down. Everybody get down.
We'll talk to Steve Carell next with our friend Jay Moore when we return on the Kevin DeBee.
That's what she said.
What are you going to do with 8 lots?
Maybe I'll build a boat.
Did you say build a boat?
Be great in case it floods or something.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go with the pig face.
Why did you want to kill yourself?
I fell in love with someone who didn't love me back. I was very much in love with him.
You fell in love with the boy?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
That's silly.
This is the best day of my life!
Max, You didn't push the button hard enough.
So you could hear me?
Yes.
Right.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
Party. The pants. With the pants. Party with pants.
Brick, are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson!
Thursday nights at 9, you can see our next guest as the star of The Office on NBC, and he is back in theaters for the first time in a couple of years with a new film opening tomorrow called Date Night. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Carell back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Steve, Hello. How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
What's that noise?
What's all that noise? Where am I hearing on the... Here we go.
Sorry. That's weird. That was me. Me. All mine.
Of course.
Steve, you're everywhere. I am watching you on Regis and Kelly right now, and it's blowing my mind that I'm seeing you on my TV and talking to you in my head at the same time.
How obnoxious is that?
It kind of is. So I know it takes a long time to make a movie and then have a movie come out, but it seems like you've been out of theaters for a couple, 2-3 years or something like that. This is the first time back, right, for a while?
Yeah, it's the first thing I've done since Get Smart.
Okay. And why Date Night? Why is this the one you choose? I'm sure you get a million offers. Why did you like this one?
Well, part of it was just the chance to work with Tina. I'm a big fan of hers and had wanted to work with her, and she turned out She's great. I mean, just so funny and smart and pretty and just and turned out to be a really nice person, too. So it was great.
She's long been in Bean's top 10.
I love her so much.
He's going to fight you for her. Just so you know.
Well, you know what it is? There's those women who are, I mean, she's really, really pretty, first of all. And it's almost like she doesn't know it. She acts like such a regular girl, but she's actually kind of hot. But she's also wicked smart and just so funny. I mean, how do you not fall in love with Tina Fey?
Yeah, she's, you know what? She's a lot like my wife, frankly. She's, you know, both of them are very intelligent and they're not pushovers and they're really pretty. Very, very appealing.
And neither of them will have sex with you. Is that correct?
Exactly. There's the common denominator.
Now, most of what, and I don't know if this was intentional, if so, you're brilliant, but most of what we've heard about date night so far has been the kiss, capital T, capital K. If people have not heard about it, tell us about it.
Well, Tina, the second day of shooting, we were doing essentially what was the end of the movie, and our characters kiss. And she thought it would be funny for us to kiss all the way through credit. So we figured that the credits are about 4 minutes. So that's how long we kissed for.
And at first you think, I can kiss her for 4 minutes. But then about a minute in, you're going, this is a long time.
Oh,
right?
30 seconds, you're thinking, holy mac, I haven't done this with my wife.
Right. Was it a one-take deal where you just did it all in one shot? Or did you,
asking for take after take.
Yeah.
After
take. I'd like to do that again. I didn't think I was convincing.
No, I didn't get, my lips didn't look good in that.
In almost all of your movies, this is Steve Carell we're talking to on the Kevin Bean Show about the new film, Date Night, opening tomorrow. And almost all of the movies, there's some incredibly embarrassing or awkward thing that your character has to do. What is it for Date Night?
We have to do a pole dance.
Yes.
Oh.
You say we, meaning you?
And Tina.
You have to do a pole dance together?
Yeah, for Bill Fichtner, who is a really sleazy district attorney. And frankly, he's getting very aroused by watching us dance.
Uh-huh. By which one of you?
By both of us.
Both of you, okay. And the deal is if I understand from the commercial, Steve, is that you and your wife, in the movie, you guys have to go into, like, on the run or something to hide from bad guys? Or what's the story here?
Yeah, to spice up our normal date night, we go into New York City to a very fancy restaurant. And since we don't have reservations, we take somebody else's table.
I've always
and
wanted to do that.
There's a mistaken identity, and we're caught up in the mob, and it becomes a wacky adventure.
Well, it's got an unbelievable cast. James Franco, who is always best playing comedies in the movie.
He's so funny in this movie. He and Mila Kunis have a scene that rocks. He is great.
We love him.
He improvised so much and was so funny. Great.
Also, the great Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live, who's awesome in every movie she does. She's in this. And Mark Wahlberg is another guy who's, you know, probably best known for his serious roles, but he's hilarious when he does comedy, too.
He's so good because he doesn't let on that he's doing anything funny. He just plays it straight. He's great at it.
We've been having Steve Carell on the show for a number of years. He's always been very kind with his time on the Kevin Bean Show. And I remember at the beginning when The Office first took off and we said, well, clearly you're going to be blowing this popcorn stand and going off and making movies, right? And you said, no, it's the best day job in the world and I love it and I'm going to keep doing it. And damned if you didn't keep your word and you're still on TV and still having time to make movies too.
Aren't I wonderful?
You're the best.
You are.
You are.
We love you.
No, but you know what? When you hear people say that, even though they have successful TV shows, it's only a matter of time.
Right.
Right, because once you get a couple of 40-year-old virgins or anchormans under your belt, all of a sudden you go, hey, I'm Katherine Heigl, you know?
It goes to show how grounded I am.
You are very grounded.
Like a real, real down-to-earth kind of dude.
I heard, by the way, Steve Carell on the phone, I heard you on BBC Radio with Tina.
Uh-huh.
And they were asking you if you ever do That's What She Said in real life, and you said never, ever.
I don't
ever.
Do it.
Although, even if people ask, whatever.
They both had competitions to see who could do the better That's What She Said.
Right.
Tina always won. She was very good at it.
Because she's smart. But I was fascinated by the fact that you just won't.
I won't do
just,
it.
You've had enough of it.
We can't stop.
We can't. You started can't a revolution stop. That yeah. None of us can stop, but you've stopped it. You just sent it out there like a plague in the world, and now everyone else does it.
It is sort of an addiction.
It is.
Did you see Craig Robinson nailing That's What She Said on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last week when he was talking about the hot tub time machine?
No, I didn't. I didn't see him do it.
He stood up and was high-fiving everybody and running around.
Oh, man. He is so funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's great. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
He's coming for your That's What She Said crowd. I'm just telling you. At least you're willing to give it up. So. Well, all right. Last question for Steve Carell, and that is, if people pay to go see Date Night this weekend and they don't like it, what are you willing to do or give to them?
Nothing at all.
Okay. All right. Well, at least he's being fair and honest.
No. There's nothing that I can do for them.
They'll get no reward. No kind of guarantee.
All right.
There's damn chances with it. Hey,
Date Night.
Is Jay Moore there?
Jay Moore just stepped out of in the hallway.
Well, tell him that I saw him perform a couple of years ago in Boston, and it was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
I will tell him we agree as well. He is A+.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what's funny, Steve. He's a huge fan of yours, and we said, well, we're talking to Steve Carell in a minute. We'd like you to go ahead and be on the call.
Oh,
and he said, I don't want to bogart his time or something. We just walked back in the room. All right, there you go.
Hi, Stephen Carell.
I'm a fan as well.
All right. Jay just walked in. He wanted to say
hi, Stephen Carell.
Hey,
it's a great pleasure of mine, my friend. I laughed because I didn't want to take anything away from your interview because I have impulse control problems when I talk. So I thought, you know, this guy, I mean, we all got to go see Date Night. It's going to be hilarious.
Right.
April 9th, I believe.
Thank you so much for whoring for me.
That's I am a plug whore.
He's going to whore for you
and
himself.
I know you're going to pre-order my book, No Wonder My Parents Drank, on Amazon.com. So, you know, one hand washes the other.
I'm taking it on our press junkets.
There you go. All
right. No, you're tremendous, brother. You're great.
I'm a big fan. I was telling these guys, I saw you perform a couple years ago in Boston, and just like the best live show I've ever seen. It's great.
Wow, look at that.
How's it's that better good? Now. It's better now, so you can come again.
All right, Steve, listen, we know you got to get on to another interview, but thanks so much for being on the Kevin Bean Show. Have fun on the... appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
So Jay steps
Steve,
out.
I'll see you tonight at about 9. It was a big ruse Steve and I had going.
Really?
Is that right?
You guys played us?
Yeah, we play poker every... No, I don't know. I never met the man.
You haven't, okay.
But God, I think he's so funny.
He is. He's great.
He is. And I forget the name.
What an honor. Like, I'm blushing. Yeah. That was incredible.
He loves you.
I was like, oh, Jay just left.
Steve Carell was at my show?
And loved it.
Wow.
One of the funniest stand-ups he's ever seen. How about that?
I wish more, when celebrities come see me, I wish they would, like, come backstage and say hi instead of me having to talk to, like, the local opener. So, dude. That's all they say.
Go have your burrito. We'll come back with more with Jay Moore.
By the way,
I'm at
55,000. I went down 1,000.
So you're losing more.
Well, yeah. I need Kevin and Bean listeners. I know you're at work right now. You get the iPod, whatever you're listening. Go to Amazon.com.
I do a lot of favors for you, don't I, Henry? Go to Amazon.com and pre-order my book. No wonder my parents drank over here.
Right, there you go. Now it should be... in the top
at 54,000.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. If Mr. Moore could put his burrito down for a second and get his headset off.
He was hungry.
I understand the show is getting in the way of your breakfast.
My headphones aren't on.
What you missed was me directing people to Amazon.com to pre-order your new hilarious best-selling book, No Wonder My Parents Drank, Tales from a Stand-Up Dad. How about that?
That is true. That is what I missed.
Is it already best-selling? Is it considered best-selling?
It is. $16.50. Please pre-order.
This is untitled Woody Allen Fall Project. That was my working title, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This is a huge day on the Kevin and Bean Show because not only is the great Jay Moore here, but we world premiered a brand new video today from our own man Kesha, and it is up at Kevin and Bean. Kesha, listen, our own man Kevin as Kesha, and it's up at kevinandbean.com right now.
Wait, I thought that was Kesha.
I know it looks just like her, does it, Kevin? Explain what you went through to look like Kesha.
They
what did you have to
did
do?
The full makeup, eyelashes, full eye makeup, which I couldn't get off for 2 days. Wig, lipstick. I was basically a tranny.
And not an attractive one.
Not an attractive one.
Psycho Mike just perked up. What?
Go to kevinandbean.com to see the video. It's phenomenal. Here's just a couple of the comments after the video that are on the website right now. Leon writes, with the exception of the sentence, I'm at a loss for words. Mark writes, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Is it odd that I'm attracted to Kevin at this point?
Yes.
Marcella writes, Kevin, you are one fugly woman.
Yeah.
Palter writes, somewhere in the world, Eddie Murphy is aroused. Here's the song that Kevin does the video for at kevinandbean.com. I think you'll like it if you hate Kesha like we do.
Coming out of my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Sledgehammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a suck on a pacifier. Dumb, like a retard. I act
but who cares? I'm talking that. Just singing, they're really sounding like your pudgy body's enough to make me sick. Singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid. I'm talking that.
And he's still wearing the makeup from the video shoot, by the way. Can't get it off, can you?
Mike. Mike wrote the song.
Playing 303, yeah.
Mike wrote the song, and he was playing 303. 3-O-H, exclamation point 3. Kesha with a dollar sign instead of an S.
Yeah, they're all special.
That's how they all work.
Mm-hmm. She's a special breed of cat, that one.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 20 minutes till 10.
Look, Kevin has enough trouble keeping track of what's going on in the studio without spending all of his time looking at YouTube videos with Jay Moore, okay?
But that YouTube video is pretty funny.
No, we weren't looking at YouTube videos. We were on Amazon.com.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Typing in Jay Moore and pre-ordering my book, No Wonder My Parents Drank.
That's what we were doing.
I already have three of them.
You know what? You order two, you probably come out ahead financially. They deliver it to your house. That's true. You know, you get the FedEx guy to deliver your grass the same time as the book comes, you're all set.
There you go.
You know the worst part about kids?
What?
They're all morning people. Yeah, my kid wakes me up, and they wake you up at like 5 in the morning, but it's not like in the movies where your kid comes to the edge of the bed and goes, Daddy, and you go, hey, what is it, pal? No, they come in at 3:30, and they stare at you like freaking Paranormal Activity for an hour and a half, and then the room gets all filled with creepiness, and then by the time they go, Daddy, you go, and then you got to set the kid down and let go of his throat. They just stare at you sleeping. And they have superpowers. They can tell the moment you're about to have sex. Daddy, I want to come out of the bathtub. You're 7. Come out of it on your own. Can't you see I'm trying to do work? And then you get caught and you run out of things to say about being caught. You know, like we were wrestling. We were goofing off. Daddy was on fire. Mama tried to put Daddy out with her butt. Mama had to put Daddy out with her butt.
You tried that one?
No.
See, here's a preview of what you'll get if you pre-order on Amazon.com. No Wonder My Parents Drank by the Great Jay
Moore. Don't ask. Just stop asking because it's getting
depressing. It is depressing, but it is also... Look, your audience are maniacal comedy ticket buyers.
I think so, too.
So if I can keep that, because I'll be back in May, because I'm going to have to come out and, you know, we'll talk about the thing. I'm not even going to mention it. The thing that won't be mentioned.
Sure.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
Sure.
So, you know, whatever.
All right.
How about LA is going to be going the tank financially in like 2 days? Billy Ragosa ran us into the ground while he was cheating. Every time you cheat, bad things happen. Don't you see?
Speaking of cheating, we got to get in some showbiz news here, Jay Moore.
All right, but what number are we up to?
Still 55,110. I'm sorry.
How is that possible? That means one listening.
It isn't possible.
I don't know how it hasn't moved in 20 minutes either, too. So
I guarantee you that's not accurate.
Don't I look like a special boy on the cover of the book?
You do.
It's horrible.
I think you're probably top 10 worldwide right now, to tell you the truth.
You are.
All right. Speaking of cheating.
Top 10 worldwide.
We got to play the new Tiger Woods commercial again. If you haven't seen it yet, a black and white spot. It's Tiger staring at the camera with a very creepy, I think, voiceover from his dead dad, Earl. He was wasn't Earl a little bit of a player too, Jay? Didn't Earl step out a little bit?
But I was on a Delta flight from Atlanta, and he sat next to me in first class, and I thought, wow, your son's a billionaire, and you're sitting up here on Delta with me. Way to go, Eldrick.
Anyway, here's Tiger looking at the camera, and this is the voiceover that you hear. It's unclear what they're selling except rehabilitation of Tiger's image, I guess.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion.
How much did they pay that
bird? I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
That's it. Okay. That's the whole thing. And it's weird.
they came out with a follow-up commercial after that. That one came out yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon, I guess this one came out.
Tiger, I'm prone to be inquisitive. That being said, let daddy smell your fingers. Oh, sniffer, sniffer, sniffer.
That doesn't get dumped?
I bet that Perkins waitress was nasty.
You hear the one his mom did?
No.
Tiger, why you do? Tiger, why are you fat? Why you do, Tiger? Tiger, do you want square or round? You want massage? Square or round, Tiger? You want buff, shine, nice? You're nice, okay. Very handsome. Handsome. You want massage? I'll give you massage 5 minutes and I do nails five square or round. You want square?
They asked my wife that at the nail salon.
Do you want square or round?
And then I'm sitting there in my chair. They don't ask me if I want a shape. I like when you go to the nail salon and the girl walks into that special room in the back. And it's the waxing room.
Right.
So they go in there and they get on all fours. And then like this little Vietnamese girl come in after her with like a bucket of glue and tongue depressors. And like 20 minutes go by. And I love getting manicure pedicures because like you sit there in a massage chair. It's like you're the king of this tiny village for the Vietnamese ladies. They massage your stinky feet for as long as you want. They rub your neck. And then the girl comes out of the back room and she pays. And she doesn't want to make eye contact with anybody because she's still freshly, you know.
Because you know what happened?
And then she finally, I just burn a hole in her head staring at her. And then when she looks up across, I just look at her and go, I know what you did in there.
Why you want mohawk? Hitler mustache or wood floor?
One of Jay's favorite celebrities, Kirstie Alley, is back at the news as well. Jay, I know you love the Kirstie Alley.
I love that show. I love it.
I know you do. I know you do.
The one about her being fat?
She doesn't take herself seriously. She's absolutely aware of the fact that she's become a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's admitting it. And she probably is unemployable otherwise on her own, except for her own reality shows. But tell me if this is on the show, because I haven't watched it. Apparently, she has monkeys for
lemurs,
pets.
Lemurs, yeah.
Lemurs, yeah. She spends $40,000 a year to keep the animals at her home. And it says here, according to Contact Music, that she has two full-time zookeepers to tend to her monkeys' needs. Is that possible?
Tiger, why you have lemur? Why you no order J-Mar book? Pre-order book. Do I get your nail rebook? Massage.
The show's good. It's very funny. And she has lemurs. And then she tweeted that it's a 30. They live to be 30 years. So it's not like having a puppy that you bury in the backyard. It's horrible. She regrets getting them, she says.
Really? Yeah. That'd be weird. I mean, I love monkeys, but I think that they're a lot of work. That's for sure. All right. Before we get out.
You didn't have any on the show at April Foolishness.
Oh, Jay.
No.
What are you talking about?
When you see, like, the monkey come in on, like, the moped, and there's, like, you know, he's holding, like, or you got, like, a chimpanzee come out holding, like, sparklers.
We'll work on that next year.
Let me tell you something.
We'll work on that next year.
Next year, April Foolishness, you get a chimpanzee to come out wearing a bellhop uniform holding sparklers. That place would go bananas.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Listen, Jay, get up off the floor. If you'll do it, if you'll give us your okay for next year, you're going to be there. We'll make it happen.
I'll be there.
Okay. We'll make it happen.
That's a fantastic idea.
It's a lot link, secret agent.
That's all I care about now.
All right. Before we go, we have one more piece of business before we plug Jay's book one more time.
Strike.
And that is a pair of tickets to the premiere of Kick-Ass, which looks like an awesome movie about teenagers who decide to become superheroes. It opens next Friday. You can see it Tuesday at the Arclight in Hollywood. Here's the easy trivia question if you're a fan of Kick-Ass. Name the writer of the comic on which Kick-Ass is based. Give us the writer's name and call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Win tickets to see it 3 days early.
This is why it's good that we have Bean, because I haven't been able to concentrate since Jay's been in the studio.
I know. We lost you. All right. Amazon.com, no wonder my parents drank. Jay Moore, it's only $16.50. You get it the day it comes out on May 11th. Definitely please buy that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Richard Hatch, the man who won $1 million winning the first Survivor, then declined to declare it on his income taxes, ended up going to jail because he's a dumbass. Actress Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica in 24 turns 30 today.
You've never heard of her.
You're crazy. Battlestar Galactica?
No, I never saw it.
How about Robin Wright Penn?
Richard Hatch is a gay guy.
That's correct.
That is true.
That is correct, yes. Robert Wright Penn, phenomenal actress from Forrest Gump. She is 44 years old today. Patricia Arquette turns 42.
Alabama Whirly.
She played Alabama Whirly.
True Romance. You guys all retarded?
That's right. Yeah, you're right about that. I forgot the name.
Alabama. We all fell in love with
that's
her.
That's the second movie reference that nobody else in the room but me
Alabama
got.
Whirly.
Right. You're lovers.
Izzy Stratlin from Guns N' Roses.
He quit Guns N' Roses. And then he put out the best Stones album of all time.
Right, but he's best known still for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
Lisa
what's he
Guerrero,
doing now? He's face down in front of Guitar Center in the Valley.
46. Jim Lampley turned 61 today. And the great John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard, just for you, Jay Moores. He is 50 today, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
I'm sorry, Bean just said Jay Moores to you.
I did say Jay Moores.
Yeah. Yo, what's with the Dodgers catcher, Russell Martins? Hey, next year, you're going to have monkeys on the show. You're,
if
have
you're guaranteeing us that you'll be there, we will have a monkey on a motorcycle. That'll happen.
Can I guarantee you closer to the date?
Yeah.
Because you can get a monkey on short notice.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, you have to be, you know, you have to be not working at a movie or something. But yeah, of course. If you're there, we're going to have a monkey there come out on a motorcycle.
Right. And what does he have to wear, Jay Moore? A tuxedo? What did you say?
A tuxedo's good.
That's even better.
I didn't say tuxedo, but that's good. He can wear a tuxedo.
And he has to have sparklers. So is he also
maybe
riding
like a
the
sweatsuit,
bike?
A matching sweatsuit.
Does he have to have his hands on the handles to ride the motorcycle? And if so, how does he hold the sparklers?
You put him in the handlebar. And what, am I the only guy that ever worked with a chimp before?
Yes. Yeah, we never have.
You just figure it out. The sparklers stick into the handlebars like when you were a kid. Or just have a chimp come out dressed as like one of your favorite, I don't know, do like a joke about it.
All right. We'll have a chimp introduce you.
Say, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Ross. And the chimp comes out and just points to people and makes fun of them.
Done.
And then throws his poop.
And then Joe Rogan will fight the chimp.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Adam Carolla in studio this week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have Slash in studio. He's got a new album out with a different singer on each track. And
yeah,
Mike has
Ozzy,
heard it.
Dave Grohl. I mean, it's a Lemmy. It's an incredible lineup.
Ace of Spades.
And Adam West on tomorrow morning show. And the tickets for you to see Gorillaz in their Coachella warm-up show. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. The beautiful Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Weezer, also Pennywise, Smashing Pumpkins, Phoenix, and the new one from Chevelle.
What's the book? I forget your book title. The book title.
It's called No Wonder My Parents Drank.
No Wonder My Parents
And it's on
Drank.
Amazon.com. Come on, for Kevin, pre-order. And the audience. We can pre-order it.
All right.
So we can get more jocularity in here.